Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
The number will be closer to 45 million. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
Most likely this delay will just prolong the process, meaning that the people in those high-risk groups will still get vaccinated. It just might take a little longer, possibly weeks to months.
Why the delay? Bruce Gellin, the executive director of the government's National Vaccine Program, tells the CBS Early Show it's in the manufacturing.
This virus wasn't growing so well. There have been a number of laboratories around the world, including CDC and FDA and others, who working with the manufacturers may be improving that right now, but at least at the beginning, that's what's slowing down the number of doses that can be provided.
It's one of the most explosive elements in the arguments over how to revamp the healthcare system, and it turns out to have had support on both sides of the aisle. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley claimed it would make government pay for, in his words, pulling the plug on grandma. But in fact, the idea was simply to offer Medicare reimbursement to doctors who conduct end-of-life counseling, as it's called, advising patients early while they are still able to make decisions about things like living wills. And even though Grassley's backed off his earlier statements, USA Today reports the measure may well be mothballed until, as one Republican sponsor says, the temperature cools down. Nick.
With suicides, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder in the ranks, the military is moving more aggressively to deal with the psychological side of war. CBS's Steve Knight joins us live.
Nick, for the first time ever, the Army will require that all of its soldiers take intensive anti-stress training. About 20% of troops coming home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. Stanford University Medical School psychiatrist Dr. David Spiegel says the training will try to change part of military culture.
So many people in the Army who think you're not a real man, you're not a real soldier if you can't handle the inevitable emotional consequences.
The training starts in October. Nick?
With 2 days to go before Afghanistan's elections, a suicide car bombing in the capital has killed at least 7 people. As CBS's Cammy McCormick reports, it's part of a campaign of intimidation.
In Logar province, insurgents are stepping up their attempts to scare voters away from the polls.
Just last night, we had some of the polling stations came under small arms fire. And that's being done to deliver a message to the local villagers, and they're saying, hey, don't vote. They're really trying hard to intimidate folks.
But U.S. forces continue their patrols, checking on the security preparations for Thursday's vote. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Osterholzer believes there will be violence on Election Day, but it won't be enough to stop this process.
There's going to be attacks, yes. But overall, the Afghan people will have spoken with their voice. They will have voted. And that's what ultimately counts.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, south of Kabul.
Time to talk. A top Iranian diplomat says Tehran is ready to sit down at the same table with the West and discuss its nuclear ambitions. One prerequisite, mutual respect. Another, no preconditions. Iran expert Hashir Tamurian says there may be internal stresses behind the conciliatory tone.
The regime may be feeling under pressure from inside, and therefore it may try to give not only to the outside world but to the Iranian people a more moderate face of itself.
Former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung has died. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2000 for his work to thaw the chill with North Korea. He was 85. A Scottish court has given the green light to Libyan Abdel Basset al-Maghrib.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has the
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions,
And shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs. Prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins for the second time. The battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
What up with that?
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
No joke. It's Hurricane Bill blowing your way. Good morning. Coming to you live from, not from the South Atlantic. That's where the hurricanes start. This one usually starts. This one starts right here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, blowing out to you across the great United States of America this Tuesday, August 18. Good to have you on board with us today. And thank you for being part of the show. Our toll-free number is 866-55-PRESS. 866-55-77-377. Of course, lots more to talk about with the public plan option today, and we will do so with Howard Dean a little bit later and kick off the hour with Congresswoman Bernice Johnson from Texas, the White House, saying, no, don't think we've abandoned the public plan option. We're still there. We still think it's the best way to go. But they won't say it's the only way that they will go. 866-55-77-377 on the website today. Check out, we've got many of you heard yesterday, enjoyed, got lots of emails about Peter's little trick that he played on one of our callers, thinking he was talking to actually Barack Obama himself about his birth certificate. That's up on the front page of the website today at BillPressShow.com under today's links. And a little bit later there, I'll be tweeting to you from the White House press briefing, 2 o'clock Eastern, and putting up on the website my White House report after the briefing today, where I'm sure Gibbs is going to get hammered on the public plan option, and also hammered on the fact that Chuck Grassley yesterday admitted to Chuck Todd from NBC News that he's not going to vote for the damn health care reform bill anyhow. So why are they spending all this time with Chuck Grassley?
I'm not going to be surprised if Robert Gibbs comes out in, like, a flak jacket and a helmet and just ready to take you guys on.
He'll come out with his fly fishing rod today.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, to brag about his fishing. Well, somebody else has got something to brag about today. Can you believe it? They announced the lineup for Dancing with the Stars for this season. You know, they always have one big star, Tucker Carlson. I don't know if it was the first year or not.
First or second year he was there.
Yeah, early on. Tucker Carlson was there, and, you know, Jerry Springer has been there. Well, believe it or not, this year the big star is none other than the Hammer. Yeah, the Hammer, Tom DeLay. By the way, he's still not in jail. He still hasn't even gone to trial yet for his corruption charges. But he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and he says he's ready. He says he's been, you know, he was asked yesterday by a reporter, so what do you think about this? Tom DeLay?
I'm excited about this. I really am.
Are you?
I love to dance.
Do you?
Yeah.
How long have you been dancing?
All my life.
All his life. All his life he's been dancing
around the law.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, exactly. We'll see how he does. Yeah, again, Howard Dean and Congresswoman Bernice Johnson joining us to talk about their reaction to the president saying the public plan, well, maybe yes, maybe no. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news, and a major step for the worst team in baseball last night. The Washington Nationals signed the number one draft pick, Steven Strasburg, to a record-breaking $15 million four-year deal. It beats the previous dollar amount for a new player just out of college entering the game. That was Mark Pryor going to the Chicago Cubs in 2001 for $10.5 million. Steven last night got $15 million. Last night's deal literally happened just before the midnight trade deadline. Signatures went on the dotted line at 11:58 and 43 seconds.
Well, we'll see if one player can turn the Nationals around.
Plans to put the late King of Pop in the ground look to be coming together. Joe Jackson has told the New York Daily News.
They haven't buried Michael Jackson?
No, they have not. He's in a freezer right now, I believe. Joe Jackson saying his son Michael will be laid to rest on August 29th, which would have been the singer's 51st birthday. The private burial taking place at the Forest Lawn Cemetery in L.A.
Yeah, I thought they did that. I guess not. Mm-mm. All right, obviously.
And they've been doing all those extra autopsies. No shock to Twitter critics. A new study out by Pair Analytics finds that 40% of all tweets are pointless babble, like I'm eating a sandwich or I'm on the radio. The company randomly sampled 2,000 tweets, breaking them down into six categories: news, spam, self-promotion, pointless babble, conversational, and pass-along value. Following pointless babble, the most popular categories were conversational and pass-along value messages that often get retweeted.
I have to tell you, though, there is some very valuable information. Yesterday, all the people that I follow on Twitter, I found out that people just don't like Mondays.
Really?
Believe it or not.
No kidding.
People don't like Mondays.
Let me tell you, you know that 40% figure? Double it.
No.
Double it. 12 minutes after the hour now. Yes, indeed. So, the battle over the public plan option heated up over the weekend when the president said, oh, the public plan option is just a sliver of the whole health care reform battle. And then Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius followed up saying, you know, we got the public plan option, but there's also the co-op. And so, you know, we could go one way or we could go the other. We're not really sure. That set off a firestorm of response yesterday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi stepped up to the plate and said, no. For the House, we demand and we want a public plan option, and that's all we will vote for. Joining us, a member of Congress who's been out in front on the health care issue for a long time. She represents the 30th Congressional District of Texas, a senior Democratic deputy whip in the House, a former chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Coming from Dallas, where we have a great, great affiliate out there, Rational Radio 1360 AM, Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. Hey, Congresswoman, good to have you aboard this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, before we get into this important health care issue, I have to ask you, your fellow Texan, Tom DeLay, said he's going to dance this year on Dancing with the Stars. So is this going to set a pattern for members of Congress from Texas?
I would hope not.
You haven't been contacted yet?
I have not.
Okay. Well, how do you think he's going to do?
That's going to be very interesting. I hope he's lost a few pounds.
You know what? His wife, I saw yesterday, his wife said he's lost 12 pounds. He's been getting ready, Congresswoman. I don't know.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, so do I. That's going to be worth tuning in for. So, Congresswoman, let me ask you, what are your thoughts about the public plan option? Do you support it? Do you think it's necessary?
I do support the public option. I think it is necessary. And if it isn't, I want to know what the next best thing might be. I know that it has not been finally decided, but I have heard the president say that it's the best option, but it's not the only option. I don't know what the other options might be that will be as effective as it will be, because the insurance companies will not be reformed unless they have a way to get some competition. and giving all the people who are uninsured now an opportunity to be insured.
Well, one of the things, of course, they're talking about as the option, right, is the so-called co-op. I don't know whether you've had a chance to see it. There's an article in this morning's New York Times that shows that the co-ops, you know, first of all, there aren't that many of them out there. They've basically been untested. They're either state or regional or local cities, right, so that they're not, like, really big enough to get real cost savings in them. And there's a report out that shows that where they had been tried, they did not cut insurance premiums. So do you think the co-op is a is an acceptable alternative to the public plan?
Well, I looked up, too, one in the state of Washington, I believe. I was not impressed that that was a good way to go unless that is also reformed. I still have not been able to find anything in my research that is effective as the public option. I know that it has not been finally decided. I know that the president's open. I know that the secretary is open, trying to find the right fix. I have not seen yet a substitute for the public option.
So why don't the Congresswoman, why doesn't the White House just say, look, this is it, this is the way to go, this is the way we're going to go, and if there's no public plan option, I'm going to veto the bill? Do you think
he
should?
Well, I don't know. I think he's trying to give everyone an opportunity to bring to the table what they feel is the best way to go. I know that there are very supply-side thinking that they do not want to put insurance companies out of business. I don't think it will. But I do think it'll bring the cost down and open up opportunities for people with previous conditions and what have you to get covered. The insurance companies have certainly spent a lot of money lobbying, and it's on both sides of the aisle. We have quite a few people that are part of the Blue Dogs that are not supporting the public option, but I don't know what they're supporting.
We yesterday, one of your colleagues, Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York, was asked about this and if what would happen if the public plan option were dropped. I'd like you to play that clip and see if you you agree with him. He's talking about the fact that this could lose votes without the public plan option, could lose votes among the Democrats. Here's Congressman Weiner.
If the president thinks we're going to get the votes without public option, he's got another thing coming. That won't pass the House.
Won't pass the House without a public plan option. Do you agree, Congresswoman?
I do agree. At this point, I do agree.
He said it could lose as many as 100 votes in the House, he thinks, among progressive Democrats like yourself.
Well, I signed a letter that 60 of us signed.
Yep, I saw that letter.
Indicating that that was very important. And, you know, it takes every one of those votes to make it pass. So I think that we've got to come to the table to see what the option is. And I'm not certain that the co-ops are the answer.
Have you told the White House that, Congresswoman? I mean, do they know that that you think it's a public plan option and not the co-op?
I have not. I did talk with the White House on yesterday to be sure that I was hearing correctly, and what I was told is that no decision had been made. Everything is on the table to be discussed, and that the public option was considered the president's number one priority. But if someone brought something else to the table that could be just as effective, he was open to listening.
And where you stand now, from what you know now, if the bill comes up and there's no public plan option in it, would you vote for it?
I would not.
Well, and the White House knows that now, if they didn't know it before. Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson here, a guest on the Bill Press Show. Congresswoman, you're good to join us. Before you go, though, I have to ask you, big day yesterday for Texas politics. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson saying she is going to challenge the incumbent governor, Rick Perry. You know, this is a Republican fight, right?
It is indeed.
Yeah, but you know Rick Perry. How strong is he? Do you think she's got a shot?
Well, that's yet to be determined, but he's ahead in the polls right now.
Mm-hmm. Is he popular? Oh, well, I guess that means he is popular, right.
Well, I guess that means that he's more popular in the Republican primary than what she is at this point. But she is going to be campaigning, I understand, full time. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Do we have a Democrat? Do we have a shot of Democrats in that race?
I'm going to give it my best shot to make sure we get one.
Who's the candidate?
Well, right now it's Tom Schieffer, who is the brother of Bob Schieffer. And
you mean Bob Schieffer, the CBS, our friend of Face the Nation?
Yes.
No kidding.
He's from Fort Worth, Texas, and I served with Tom. It's his younger brother.
Yeah. I knew he was in politics. That's funny. I thought he was a Republican. I didn't. Whoa.
Well, we quite a few of us thought he had switched, but he showed us where he had never voted outside the Democratic primary. He did work with Governor Bush and worked with him as president because he was the...
That's what I remember, yeah.
Ambassador, and
right.
He said that he told him if he had to switch parties, he couldn't do it.
All right. Tom Schieffer, how about that? Could be our Democratic candidate down there in Texas. Well, I know you'll be giving your best, and we'll be watching that closely, and we'll talk to you again about it. Thanks so much,
All
Congresswoman.
Right. Thank you. Have
All right.
Day.
There you go. There's another no vote. That's funny. Eric Massa from New York told us Friday he would not vote for health care reform without a public plan option. I saw Congressman Sam Farr from California over the weekend. He said he would not vote for health care reform without a public plan option. Anthony Weiner said that yesterday, and Bernice Johnson said that just a minute ago here on the Bill Press Show. 866-55-PRESS. So isn't it time for President Obama to stand up and say, I'm with you all the way, public plan option all the way. Without it, I'll veto the legislation. 866-55-PRESS.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us. or to my website, BillPressShow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system.
Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Hi, this is Joe Sterniolo, and I've been in the financial business for 27 years, and I've never found a better time to invest and plan your estate. I'd like to reveal some hidden strategies that attorneys rarely tell you and that investment professionals may not be aware of. If you have an estate of $1 million or more, I'd like to invite you to a free seminar at my favorite restaurant in Boulder, Dolan's, on Tuesday, August 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 7:30 at night, or Wednesday, August 26th from 4 until 7:30, and both include dinner. The seminars will fill up quickly, so make your reservations right now at 303-695-4363. I will show you why you shouldn't fund your living trust. I will also demonstrate how to eliminate all estate taxes no matter what the size of your estate. I'm also going to list some great investment opportunities that are currently available. Seating is limited, so call right now for free reservations at 303-695-4363. That's 303-695-4363.
Advisory services offered through Joseph S. Sterniolo and Associates Incorporated. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. 303-695-4363.
Here, AM 760.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Option. Of course, weighing in on that topic, Rich calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, Rich.
You butchered that, Bill.
Well, I sure did. I don't know where I was going. Hurricane Bill.
My comment is, I believe I am witnessing murder for profit, or at the very least, a high degree of manslaughter by the CEOs. And an analogy I could think of would be a boat going by a drowning person and only throwing that person a life preserver if they pay them. And, you know, getting back to the...
That's the way the insurance companies work, right?
Right. And the bad thing about it is they're canceling policies, denying policies, canceling claims, denying claims. And people are 18,000 people a year are dying because of it. So that's why I call that murder. And these criminals are paying, they're bribing our senators to turn their back and allow them to keep taking more money with the cost of lives of our fellow citizens. And I qualify that by saying, I can only say that because we're constantly being fed information about how we're like 38th in life expectancy now and 20 something in infant mortality
Rich, let me just interrupt. And the Republicans say everybody's happy with their health care. Yeah. Last word here from Mike out in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I agree with that caller on the insurance industry. That is a scam that provides a service without any goods. And if we eliminated the middleman with the insurance, yeah, it's true, they'd lose their sales job. They wouldn't be back slapping and handshaking. They'd have to go out and get a real job. Now,
Mike, the American people would be better off. That's why single payer is the way to go. And absent single payer, that's why we need that public plan option, as I'm sure we'll hear from our next guest, the great Governor Howard Dean.
This is the Bill Press Show. Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a great interest rate of 1.7% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up? Tonight try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Uses directive brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best and have the right tools for any job. During the month of August, take advantage of some great service specials and help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. Toyota, the smart choice.
Beat the heat this summer when you win $5,000 instantly. Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
CDOT crews removed that crash. It's off on the right-hand shoulder now. Eastbound I-70 there around Wadsworth. All lanes now open. Traffic moving along a lot better now. Southbound 25 starting to fill in those usual spots, 104th to 84th again from 38th past Spear. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds to start, but should get some more rain this afternoon with possible isolated thunderstorms. Look for high in the upper 70s. Right now, 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Bring your family to the air show this weekend in Broomfield. See thrilling aerobatics. Hear the roar of classic warbirds and modern military jets. See hundreds of aircraft on static display. Let the kids explore the Kids Space Activity Center. Enjoy the Barnstormers Ball and special Twilight Air Show on Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily. Info at cosportaviation.org. Tickets at King Supers and ticketswest.com. Don't miss the Colorado Sport International Air Show this weekend in Broomfield.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour now, the Bill Press Show, brought to you by the Laborers International Union of North America. Better jobs for thousands and thousands of Americans thanks to the good work of the men and women of the Laborers Union. For more information, check out their website, LIUNA, L-I-U-N-A, LIUNABuildsAmerica.org. Great governor of Vermont. Fantastic candidate for president. Most of us supported in 2004. And a very, very effective and successful chair of the Democratic National Committee. We all wondered, oh, what was Howard Dean going to do next? Well, now we know. He's taking the leadership on health care reform. Thank God, because we need him. Governor Dean, thanks for joining us again today.
Bill, thank you very much for having me on.
Good to have you there. So what do you think of this latest flap, the president saying Saturday in Grand Junction, Colorado, about that public plan option I've been campaigning for so long? It's just one small sliver of health care reform. Basically, we have it or we don't have it.
Well, we're going to have the public option.
You think so?
Yeah, you can't reform health care without the public option. I believe this president really does want to reform health care.
I do, too. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that happens when you get to Washington is you get caught up in all the politics. And so there's a lot of discussion of political compromises, but you can't really make those political compromises if they lead to bad policy. And I know very well that the president doesn't want to do that. So here's what I think is going to happen. You know, he's being told by Senate Finance Committees they can't get a bill out of their committee with a public option. And that may be true, if some Democrats refuse to vote for it. So maybe, you know, my guess is he's trying to conjure up some political deal to get the bill out so we can have a vote on it and do what the American people want, which is to be given the choice between a public program like Medicare for people under 65 and the private health insurance industry. And we're not going to force anybody into any systems. We just want the American people to choose and not have all those people in Congress who are taking all that money from the health insurance industry choose for us.
In other words, get the bill out of the Senate Finance, and then we've got two clear paths, if you will, or two clear options to put in front of the Congress and go with the stronger one.
Right. Well, the Senate Finance Committee is not going to be a real option because they're just talking about it. I mean, look, I think Kent Conrad is a wonderful, wonderful person. I really do. But this is a political compromise. Co-ops have been tried in this country. They failed. Blue Cross Blue Shield was a co-op, and then Blue Cross was taken over by the private insurance sector. You know, yesterday the market went down 200 points. And yet the health insurance stocks went up.
Yeah, why?
Why do you think that was? Because people, the health insurance lobby is a very, very powerful lobby, and I think the Obama administration has done a great job, making deals with other of the constituencies. But these are the ones you can't make a deal with, and if you do, you're not going to have any reform left.
Do you? So what do you think that, our listeners, for the most part, and progressives, I think, across the country are very either nervous or angry that at the possibility that the public plan option could be dumped in support of the co-op. So what can people do?
Well, they can go to your website and the Democracy for America website and look up all the names of the Democrats who haven't signed on to the public option yet and let them know what they
think
about that.
Thank you. Yep.
Get lots of emails. I don't believe in phone calling and letter writing to people who are not your own representative, but you can call people that you know in other states. And see, some people can say, well, who do I know in Montana or Delaware? Well, I know who you know in Montana and Delaware. Suppose you're a member of another organization like the Sierra Club or somebody like that. Call them up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, this isn't about the Sierra Club or the environment, but as an individual, would you mind calling your senator and your congressman about these issues and let them know. Look, the vast majority of American people want to have a public option, including a small majority of Republicans, because Americans like choices. And right now we don't have any choices. We're stuck in this system where the insurance companies can kick you off your health insurance if you get sick. That's nuts.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Governor, about so Chuck Grassley, you mentioned the Senate Finance Committee, right? And you know, clearly this gang of six there, they've been working it. They've been trying to come up with this compromise solution, throwing all the good stuff out the window, I think, in order to try to get to a compromise bill. So yesterday morning, I don't know whether you saw this exchange, Chuck Todd from NBC was on MSNBC and interviewing Chuck Grassley. Okay, now, so after all this work, right, the question is, well, then are you going to vote for the product you put out with? I'd like our listeners to hear that and then get your response on the other side.
Are you willing to be just one of three or four Republicans while 36 or 37, including the Senate Republican leadership as a whole, all being against it? Are you willing to be just one of those three or four Republicans?
Certainly not. And I told the president that a week ago Thursday.
So certainly not. certainly not. He would not be one of those who vote for the bill if the other Republicans go against it. Why are we spending any time with Chuck Grassley?
We shouldn't be. And the shame of this is that Chuck Grassley wouldn't give a straight answer when he was asked about the death panels, the Sarah Palin death panels. Chuck Grassley voted for that provision, which is in Medicare now. That provision's been there for a long time in Medicare. What they're trying to do is just make end-of-life counseling available to other people on the who get in the public plan. But it's already available in Medicare, and one of the reasons it's available in Medicare is Chuck Grassley, who was running the panel in 2003, put it in there. So, you know, the Republicans never had any intention of supporting this bill.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, here's what the Democrats have got to get. This reminds me a little of what the Democratic Party was like when I got to Washington. They think that if you could only just be a little more like the Republicans, you can win more elections. That is a losing strategy. we decided that we were going to do something different, that we were going to fight for what we believed in all 50 states. And now we've got 60 Democrats in the Senate. We've got a huge majority in the Congress. We've got the president in the White House, Democratic president in the White House. Now use that majority, guys, or lose it. Use it or lose it. That's what's going to happen.
You know,
if you don't stand up for what you believe in, the American people won't respect you.
Kat, you are so right. And you know what's been frustrating me the last few days is I keep thinking of this. When the Republicans win, right, and they're in charge, they go all the way with their agenda, right? It seems that when we win, then everybody says we have to go to the middle of the road, right? The best we can get is center, right?
Well, I don't mind going to the middle of the road, but the Republicans have no interest in that. Look, I thought...
No, exactly. So why do we do it?
I mean, you know, we get taken advantage of because we're very good-hearted, kind people.
Yeah.
We know the American people don't want fighting. So I think the president's done everything he can to reach out to the Republicans.
Absolutely.
It hasn't worked. Now it's time. Look, Franklin Roosevelt was one of the greatest presidents in the history of America, and the reason he was one of the greatest presidents in the history of America is because he had an agenda. It was the American people's agenda. He brushed aside the special interests and the recalcitrant Republicans who were trying to make him look bad and just did it. And, boy, he's gone down in the history of one of the very – probably the third greatest president in the history of the country after Washington and Lincoln. And if you want to be a great leader, you've got to bite the bullet. And that's what, you know, that's what this is all about. And we will be rewarded for that. Bill Clinton is still one of the smartest political minds in America. I was at the Netroots convention last weekend, and he said, you know, as he was asked about President Obama's poll ratings, which are going down, he said, you know, when President Obama signs that health care bill, they're going to go right back up again. And they will.
Yeah, and the Republican Party will go down in history as a party that opposed Social Security, that opposed Medicare, and that opposed health care reform.
Right, but we got to deliver the health care reform, and it has to be real reform, not some policy compromise for the sake of what? Because we're not going to get any Republican votes no matter what we do.
Hey, by the way, we had a lot of emails, good response to your appearance out there at the Netroots. And thanks so much for mentioning the Bill Press Show and our website. I know you've done that on several occasions.
Oh, listen, speaking of this shameless pandering to all kinds of people, let me pander a little myself. My book, Howard Dean's Prescription for Real Healthcare Reform, it is now on an iPhone app.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but here's the fantastic thing about it. You get the app. You get the book for about half price because it's, you know, you don't have to buy the printed copy. But, B, you also, the app allows you to write your congresspeople, sign up for petitions, and get active in this fight for real health care reform.
All right. Well, we'll help you out by putting a link to your app on our website. Okay?
That sounds great.
Yeah, we got it up. So all the more reason to mention the website.
That's right.
Governor Dean here on with us. You know the voice. You know the man on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Governor, I want to ask you this. So you mentioned a little bit earlier about the American people don't want to see, you know, don't want all this fighting. And I think you're right. So have these town hall meetings and the angry manufactured or not protest, do you think they've been effective?
No, I think they've helped the Democrats more than
the other
not.
Side. Huh?
Here's the problem. You know, these people are angry. I mean, it's true they were well organized by the Republicans, but they are angry. But they're not angry about health care. They don't know what's in the health care bill because they've been told all kinds of stuff that's not true. They're angry because we have a president of a new generation who was elected by people under 35 years old. We had more under 35 voters in this last election than more over 65 voters, which has never happened in either one of our lifetimes. They're angry because there's smaller and smaller group of people in the hard right Republican base, and they are becoming more irrelevant. So of course they're angry, and they're angry for a very legitimate reason. All these folks are being hurt by this recession, and they didn't cause it, and they don't know what's happened. So they are angry, and of course the Republicans for 30 years have tried what Rove used to call the anger strategy, which motivates people to go out and do things. But they don't represent anything close to a majority of the American people, and nobody should think they do. We do have to pay attention to the anger because it's well-founded in some cases, but we don't have to make bad policy because of the anger.
Isn't it ironic that when the Republicans were really trying to gut Social Security or to privatize Social Security, and we warned about it, right, they accused Democrats of just scaring seniors to death, right? You know, and now... When Obama's really trying to do something that's going to ensure that Medicare is there and paid for and cheaper and more universally available, now they're trying to scare the hell out of seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a hypocrite. Okay. Governor Dean, it's so good to have you out there. I see you everywhere. You're absolutely on the right side of this with the right message. Great leadership as always. And thank you again for joining us this morning. We'll put the link up to the app to your book on our website.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, great.
Talk to you soon.
Howard
Bye-bye.
Dean, great leader. We need him, and he's there when we need him. Glenn Beck, maybe, may no longer be there.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
What if I told you you can make one phone call and cut your credit card debt in half? You heard right. One call to Resolve Debt Relief today can save you thousands of dollars. Call Resolve Debt Relief now. Call 800-811-8700. Do you have over $10,000 of credit card debt? Don't declare bankruptcy. Do something about it. Resolve Debt Relief. The company to call if you have credit card debt of $10,000 or more. Call 800-811-8700.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic really coming to a halt on southbound I-25 up in Thornton, beginning at 104th Ave. Speeds dipping down to the 30s there. Also sluggish after Park Avenue. An early crash eastbound I-70 at Wadsworth has been moved off the highway onto the shoulder, but still a little busy there beginning around Kipling. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, scattered showers and a high around 80. More severe weather is a threat late again this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature, 50s. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now. 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Are you going to sign up for next season? Yeah, yesterday on Good Morning America, Chris Cuomo with Tom Bergeron, from who's the executive producer of Dancing with the Stars, announced this year's big lineup.
Kelly Osbourne, Debbie Mazar, Chuck Lights Out slash Iceman Liddell, Natalie Coughlin, Joanna Krupa, Louis Vito, Aaron Carter, and Mr. Tom
the Hammer.
Tom the Hammer. Delay.
Tom DeHammer, which reminds me, why isn't Tom DeLay in prison? I mean, come on. He's been charged. He just hasn't even gone to trial yet. Boy, he's been able to put that thing off. So I guess if he's not in prison, he will be on Dancing with the Stars. Who knew? Who knew that Tom DeLay from Sugarland, Texas was such a...
I can't wait for disco night.
Oh, is that, you think it's going to be?
Because they've got, you know, theme nights. Of course, they're going to have a disco night, and he's going to have to come out in the bell bottoms. And
well, he'll do the Texas two-step, won't he?
They might have a Texas two-step just for him. And they usually do some sort of, you know, I'm sure he's going to have to dance the salsa.
With a big sombrero?
Yeah.
And those real tight black pants. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
As Bernice Johnson said, I hope he's lost some weight.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hammer. God, tell you. Well, all I got to say is I hope he does better than Tucker. You know? Remember,
Tucker was the first one out.
Tucker was the first one out, and Tucker started sitting down. Remember, he was sitting.
Yeah.
She was dancing around him.
It's a bad start on a dancing competition.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Yeah, exactly. Hey, while we're talking about media celebrities, right? News out of Fox had a couple of emails from people said they had heard this word, wanted to know if it's true. It is true. Sponsors are like rats leaving the sinking ship, leaving the Glenn Beck Show. And the whole flap started, of course, when not on his show, but appearing on Fox and Friends one morning right after President Obama had nominated Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Glenn Beck said this about our president.
You can't say he doesn't like white people. David Axelrod's white. Rahm Emanuel's his chief of staff are white.
This is
more,
Brian.
70% of the people that we see every day are white. Robert Gibbs is white.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
A racist? Really? He is a problem with white people? Yeah, maybe Glenn Beck has a problem with black people. I don't know. But at any rate, sponsors have really let it be known that they don't want anything to do with someone like Glenn Beck. As of yesterday, rather, GMAC Financial Services are the people you get your car loans from if you buy a GM product. GMAC said they will no longer advertise on the Glenn Beck program. They join, get this, these are the people who so far have said no more advertising on Glenn Beck. Conagra, Roche, Sanofi Aventis, Radio Shack, Men's Warehouse, State Farm, LexisNexis-owned Lawyers.com, Procter & Gamble, Progressive Insurance, Walmart, CVS, and Best Buy.
Those are heavy hitters.
Those are heavy hitters, and they have all said, we don't want to be part of anything to do with Glenn Beck if he's going to go on television and call the president a racist. Good for them. Good for them for standing up for something other than the bottom line. And the truth is, they can make just as much money advertising on somebody else's show. Leave Glenn Beck stranded, and hopefully Fox someday will just fire him. I'll be back with today's parting shot.
I want every American to know this. We will rebuild. We will recover. And the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform. And you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator or member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with, one, a strong public option, two, an employer mandate, and three, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121 for information. Go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
Is your computer running slowly?
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or go get thin.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Details. Go to Chevy.com or call 1-877-CARS-654 to see if you qualify.
The 9/11 Remembrance 5K Run Walk is Sunday, September 13th at Pioneer Pavilion in Arvada. Proceeds benefit Operation Restoration, a mental health outreach program for military veterans and their families. The community calendar at am760.net has more info.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, August 18, my parting shot for today. Well, the White House has been trying to clear the air on the public plan option, but so far, if you ask me, all they've done is sow further confusion. Look, it's clear that Obama would prefer the public plan option. What's not clear is, would he settle for the co-op plan instead? As we know, over the weekend, Obama himself downplayed the public plan option, calling it only one sliver of the bill. And HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said it looked like he would settle for either the public plan or the co-op. That unleashed a firestorm of criticism from Democrats and many of you listeners to the Bill Press Show. So Monday, yesterday, two top White House aides put out statements saying, quote, the president feels the public plan is the best way to provide more choice and more competition. But that still doesn't answer the question. In order to get a bill, would he be willing to jettison the public plan option in favor of the much weaker co-op plan? You know, there's only one way to clear it up. President Obama must take a stand. He must tell senators, I demand a public plan option. It must be part of any bill, and I will not sign a health care reform bill without it. Until he does that, it's still going to be murky. That's my parting shot for today, folks. So, yeah, I'll be down at the White House for the 2 o'clock briefing, East Coast, with Robert Gibbs. Tweet from there, do a White House report from there. Teamster President Jim Hoffa joins us right here, and we'll look for you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press
Show. Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. U.S. wholesale prices falling nearly 1% in July. That's triple the decline that economists had expected.
The number one reason is that gasoline prices are running way below where they were at this time last year.
That's Nigel Galtz, pushing annual inflation to a record low.
Consumers should see at the stores very little inflation. They may even see some stores actually discounting, giving extra discounts in order to try to win their business.
Analysts expected a rebound in housing starts, didn't get it. Construction of new homes falling 1% in July. Did your home decline in value over the past year? Latest Zillow Home Owner Confidence Survey from Amy Botinsky reveals a bit of denial.
60% of them said, I think my home's value has declined. That's still slightly off from reality because 83% of all homes in the U.S. have lost value in the past year.
How confident are you in your health care insurance? It does seem the more as a nation we talk about it, the less confident we become.
There's some concern about losing coverage. There's some concern about losing benefits.
Lynn Blewitz, director of a University of Minnesota State Health Data Center. Swine flu vaccine, there is not going to be nearly as much of it available when the government said it would be. 45 million doses instead of 120 million by mid-October. Enough for those at the top of the priority list, they say, pregnant women, children, and health care workers.
People who are on that list need to anticipate that there's going to be a vaccine available for them, talk to their doctors, talk to their health departments, and start to think about where they're going to get the vaccine.
Bruce Gellin heads up the H1N1 vaccine program, says they're having a tougher time than expected growing the virus. Another development today in the effort by a Libyan bomber to gain release from a Scotland prison. The latest from CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
The moment many of the families who lost loved ones over Lockerbie 21 years ago had been dreading. Abdelbaset al-Megrahi's plea for a legal U-turn granted by a Scottish court.
I am now instructed to abandon both his appeal against conviction and his appeal against sentence.
With no legal appeal pending, Scotland's justice minister is now free to decide if Megrahi, who's dying of cancer, should remain in a Scottish jail, be released, or be transferred to a Libyan prison. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
2 days before presidential elections in Afghanistan, a Taliban suicide bomber attacking a NATO convoy today on the outskirts of Kabul, killing at least 7, wounding more than 50. The White House rolling out the red carpet today for Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House, which looks to Mubarak to help restart peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. President Obama also wants the Egyptian leader to use his influence with other Arab nations to move them toward normalization of relations with Israel.
A 30-year-old performer at Disney World dead after rehearsing for a stunt show, third worker to die in 7 weeks at the Orlando, Florida park. Stock futures a half hour before the markets opened. The Dow up 24 points, NASDAQ futures up 7. This is CBS News.
Time is running out on the free Beta Prostate giveaway. This summer, New Vitality gave away thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate to new customers looking for prostate support. Your prostate affects restroom visits, waking at night to use the bathroom, and even intimacy. Our Beta Prostate has plant sterols that support healthy flow and stream, and healthy sleeping habits. And that's why it's the product that every man should have. You'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules to get the same natural plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. This incredible giveaway won't last much longer. So if you're a man, call now for your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. 1-800-747-0319.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It's a case of too many rocket scientists and not enough rockets for a big space facility in Jefferson County. Job cuts at Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin says a slowdown in government aerospace work is forcing it to cut 800 jobs. Those cuts will be split between Waterton Canyon and Sunnyvale, California. In trouble again, former lawmaker Douglas Bruce has been cited for misdemeanor trespassing at a Costco in Colorado Springs.
Mr. Bruce was one of them, along with Douglas Steinhagen, who was also with Mr. Bruce. They were asked several times to leave the premises and refused.
Lieutenant David Whitlock with the Colorado Springs Police. Bruce was getting signatures on a petition for a proposed ballot measure. And security officers at a Loveland hospital will now be pedaling instead of driving on their rounds. The Medical Center of the Rockies got rid of its gas-guzzling patrol car in July in favor of two bicycles and a more fuel-efficient vehicle for the bad weather. Sports, Rockies begin a series in D.C. against the Nationals tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Aaron O'Neill now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And the drive this morning, really not too bad. We're just kind of dealing with those standard delays, a lot of slow speeds off the north end of town if you're southbound I-25, starting right in between 120th and 104th, and that's going to carry down through 84th. It'll open up. It's going to get busy then from 58th Avenue all the way into downtown. We're a little heavier eastbound 6th Avenue, starting from Federal as you link up with I-25. Of course, southbound 225 starting from Yosemite down towards that Denver Tech Center merge. A couple of accidents on the drive this morning. Spear and Chopper Circle, that's just north of Auraria Parkway. Got a car that hit a motorcycle at Hamden and Piccadilly, just west of E-470. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want the best price when you sell your gold? It's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Can you feel it? It's almost over. The summer is almost over. It's a little chilly out there this morning. Those first wisps of autumn. I'm trying to tell myself I'm be okay with it. I hate the end of summer. I'm just a huge summer fan. But hey, fall is good here in Colorado. It's a good season. A lot of news out there today about healthcare. In the show this morning, we're going to have we got a really packed show. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to have historian Rick Perlstein. He's the author of Nixonland, and he has a new piece in the Washington Post tracing the historical roots of the right-wing protesters in this healthcare debate. We're also, in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to talk to Media Matters about a new, among other things, about its new report showing that on Fox News, opponents of healthcare reform outnumber supporters by 6-1 in terms of their guests. And then at 9:25, you're going to want to stick around. We're going to get an update on a new poll here in Colorado, a statewide poll looking at the approval ratings for all of Colorado's statewide elected officials or major statewide elected officials and President Obama. We're going to be joined by public policy polling. But first, let's get to a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
National news, the Washington Post reports that several leading Democrats voiced concern yesterday about an apparent White House shift on health care reform, objecting to signals from senior administration officials that they would abandon the idea of that government-run public option plan. In the Senate, where negotiations are now focused, John D. Rockefeller of West Virginia said that a public option is a must. Senator Russell Feingold of Wisconsin said that without a public option, I don't see how we will bring real change to a system that has made good health care a privilege for those who can afford it. Meanwhile, over in the House, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she expects the House to pass a bill with a public option in it. The Politico reports that progressive members of Congress are, quote, in revolt over the public plan option. Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York says a bill without a public option will not pass the House. He says of the White House, not only are they weakening their proposal, but they are weakening their hand. This is legislative subtraction by subtraction. So we got a little game of chicken here going on, where the House is saying there's no way we're going to pass a bill without a public option, and the Senate seeming to say there's no way we're going to pass a bill with a public option. This is where the debate is going. For its part, the Hill News reports that the White House says that there has been no change in President Obama's desire to see a public health insurance option be part of a health care bill. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs pushed back hard at reports the administration had abandoned its support for a public option one day after he and another official appeared to signal a shift. So the White House completely off message here. I mean, they're offering up 25 different messages. And John Stewart last night, of course, hit the White House pretty hard in a humorous way, but also kind of a sad way for being so completely off message. As an aside on that, I saw an AP, or no, a Great Falls Tribune story from up in Montana where I used to live that quoted Senator John Tester. And it's just a testament to how quickly they go Washington, how quickly they start speaking Washingtonese. Tester, sort of a populist freshman Democrat, saying that the goal of healthcare must be to bend the cost curve down and preserve accessibility. I mean, where did the moral case for healthcare go? Right? It's just like bending the cost curve and even the term public option. You know, where did the moral case for healthcare go? How did Democrats somehow stomp on the moral cause of our time? 22,000 Americans are dying every year. And the debate has devolved into words like accessibility, public option plan. I mean, it's just when you step back, there's something, it's just amazing how the Democratic Party can turn the moral cause of our time into a bloodless actuarial statement. In other news, AP reports the Obama administration is tripling the number of workers processing cash for clunkers transactions, as some dealers complain the government has been a bit too slow to reimburse them for the car incentives of up to $4,500 per vehicle. AP also reports a former government informant known online as Soup Nazi stole information from 130 million credit card and debit card accounts in what federal prosecutors are calling the largest case of identity theft in history. News of the uplifting. A musician is reunited with his 18th century violin after he mistakenly left it in a New York City cab. City taxi officials say a GPS device in the cab led to the quick return of the instrument to Korean violinist Han Bin on Monday. The violin was valued at around $600,000. That's one heck of a violin. Here's some good news. The Huffington Post reports that Walmart, Best Buy, CVS, and GMAC are among the 8 major advertisers that have confirmed that they are pulling their advertising from Fox News' Glenn Beck program in light of his comments that President Obama is a racist. The advertisers did not pull their spots from other Fox News programs, but rather requested that their ads do not air during Beck's 5 p.m. program. The campaign to target the advertisers was kicked off by colorofchange.org, colorofchange.org. I encourage you to become a member. Local news. This is a bad story here. A really bad story. A biker hurled into the air along I-70 was hit Sunday by a suspected drunken driver who tried to leave the scene but forgot one key piece of evidence, his license plate. That license plate left at the scene would lead state troopers right to 57-year-old Jeff Detlefs. He was arrested in his own driveway right after he parked his gray 2004 Lexus in the garage. Apparently, the kids were in the car. The bicyclist is in critical condition at St. Anthony's Hospital. This is another example of why we need, in my opinion, better protections for bikers on the road. We're not going to get into that debate, but hey, Turk, even you have to admit, you read a story like this, you got to admit, it's a bad story for bicyclists.
It is. And I don't think I'm ever going to talk about the bicyclist-motorist debate ever.
No, you should. I mean, this is a special case in the sense that it's a drunk driver.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, hey, I've never said that motorists don't break laws.
Right.
Never have ever said that.
Yeah. And this is a really tragic story. Hopefully
it is
the bicyclist.
Tragic, and, you know, like when you were gone a couple weeks ago, a family was hit by a car that was crossing one of those pedestrian walks, too. So, and it's dangerous out there. We all got to, you know, somehow figure out how to share the roads.
Yeah, for sure. And I asked the question on this story, by the way. Why was a bicyclist on I-70? Apparently, it was near an on-ramp to I-70. So the bicyclist, as far as I can tell, was not on I-70. Okay, local political news. The Denver Post, Lynn Bartles, reports that Jane Norton, former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton, will decide in 30 days whether to run for the U.S. Senate against Michael Bennet. If she does, Norton will join what's becoming a packed list of Republicans vying for the nomination. That includes Ken Buck, Ryan Frazier, Bob Beaupre, among others. Up in Boulder, 400 people crammed yesterday into a parking lot to talk to Jared Polis about health care. The Denver Post that most of them agree on one thing. The American health care system has some serious problems. Many of the crowd pushing Polis to confirm that he will not vote for any health care plan without a public option. Mike Kaufman, meanwhile, the Denver Post reports from Castle Rock that in front of a packed crowd in the heart of Republican country, Kaufman discovered that it's not just Democrats taking lumps in the healthcare debate. And he attacked the public option, essentially saying he probably will not vote for healthcare reform if a public option is included. Although the Denver Post says he does believe in getting the estimated 47 million uninsured people in the country some help. But he has no actual specific plan that he supports. Those are Republicans for you. In business news, 800 jobs to be cut at Lockheed. Lockheed Martin Space Systems will lay off 800 employees before the end of the year in an effort to improve its competitive posture. About 4,400 Lockheed employees work in Colorado, with most based at Lockheed's Waterton Canyon facility in South Jefferson County. Business news. Denver's total personal income was $119 billion in 2008, placing the metro area at number 19 among all U.S. cities. So that's pretty good news. Colorado Independent reports a potentially precedent-setting fight over how close natural gas drilling should come to homes in the Western Slope community of Battlement Mesa may ultimately be decided by the Colorado Attorney General, John Suthers, according to the director of the state's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. This is a huge issue for folks out on the West Slope, how close those drilling rigs can be to a house. And our final story of the news update and our first topic of the day. The Denver Post reports that in the quest to close Colorado's budget gap, Governor Bill Ritter today is expected to unveil a number of deep cuts and cost-saving measures, including one that would charge gun buyers a fee for state-run background checks. The background check fee is a $500,000 drop in a nearly $400 million bucket, and it's sure to spark protests from pro-gun advocates who oppose the $15 fee when it was first proposed earlier this year. Two other fee increases, one on general criminal background checks and another for the Department of Natural Resources, also will be part of Ritter's plan, though spokesman Evan Dreyer declined to provide further details. Together, the increases could save the state up to $1 million in the upcoming year. And as the state looks to close an estimated $384 million budget gap, Ritter has said his proposed cuts would be, quote, surgical, but deep. State departments today could lose up to 10% of their budgets, which could lead to program reductions or cuts, and state workers who are already required to take 4 unpaid furlough days as a result of previous shortfalls could find out whether layoffs and additional furloughs are in the offing. The legislature, according to the Post, would have to approve Ritter's proposals, including the fee increases. And State Senator Greg Brophy, a Republican, predicted, quote, an email bonanza protesting the proposed concealed carry permit fee. Earlier this weekend, Governor Ritter told 9 News that there would be no new taxes or fees. KUSA reporting, read his lips, no new taxes and no new fees will be used to balance Colorado's budget. That's the message that Governor Ritter delivered on your show with Adam Schrager while answering questions from 9 News viewers. So we've got a major set of budget cuts coming up here in Colorado going to be announced today. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, so the open question of this first hour, what do you think Bill Ritter is going to cut? What state programs do you think should be cut? Or more generally, how do you think we should deal with a $400 million budget gap this year here in Colorado? Do you support his fee increases? Potentially a fee increase on background checks when you buy a gun? Fee increases at state parks, perhaps? How do you think we should solve this $400 million budget gap? Because we got to solve it. We got to figure it out right now. And so I want to hear from you about what you think we should do. We're going to hear what Governor Ritter proposes later today. But all of a sudden, all of the tax and budget issues have become extremely, extremely real and in our face here in Colorado. What do you think is going to suffer the most here? Knowing what you know about Colorado politics, knowing what you know about Governor Ritter. I think, frankly, it was pretty silly and stupid of him to rule out earlier this weekend any tax increases or fee increases. I just think you don't want to take so much off the table at a time of a massive budget deficit. And I think we should be looking to cut, first and foremost, as much corporate welfare is in that state budget as possible. All that, remember, we talked about the subsidies for NASCAR, racetracks. I mean, how much of that is in our budget? The number, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open lines. How do you think we should deal with this budget deficit? Governor Ritter proposing a huge amount of cuts today to the state budget to deal with a $400 million budget shortfall. What do you want to see him cut? How do you think he should address this budget deficit?
Bicycle registration.
Bicycle registration fees, says John Turk. Oh, that's interesting.
Just a small drop in the bucket.
That's interesting. Well, everyone's going to have to sacrifice in some way. That's for sure.
Maybe start charging to libraries?
Well, I don't know what they already charge.
I don't want them to increase the fees at the national parks, though. That would suck.
At the state parks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
State parks.
That sounds to me like that's...
Yeah, that's probably going to happen, I think.
That's what it sounds like. And remember, after we do this discussion about the budget here in Colorado, in the 8 a.m. hour, historian Rick Perlstein, the author of the book Nixon Land, to talk about the historical roots of the right-wing protest against health care. And then at 9 a.m. hour, we're going to have on Media Matters to give us an update on Fox News and how Fox News is stacking its programming with anti-health care protesters. And at the 9:30, right around 9:30, we're going to have on the director of the public policy polling firm that has just conducted a major poll here in Colorado of the statewide elected officials and President Obama. We'll fill you in on the numbers on who's doing well, who's not doing so well here in Colorado. That poll comes out later today.
David, you wouldn't believe how many people here in Colorado believe Barack Obama was not born in the United States.
I You know, I read a poll out in North Carolina that I think it was two-thirds of Republican voters in North Carolina don't believe he was born in the United States. And I'm guessing we're going to have some of those numbers in that new poll.
Yeah, they got those numbers, so
yeah.
That guess should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, so stick around for that. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 724. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Pretty standard drive on the freeways around town. No accidents there. We do have a few things going on the surface streets to beware of. Car versus motorcycle crash, Hamden and Piccadilly. That's just west of E-470 there in Arapahoe County. Also an accident with Parties Trap. Serious situation at Colfax and Youngfield out there in Golden. And accident northbound Spirit Chopper Circle there by Pepsi Center. Two left lanes are blocked. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds to start, but should get some more rain this afternoon with possible isolated thunderstorms. Look for highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schaump Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through August 31st.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Bring your family to the air show this weekend in Broomfield. See thrilling aerobatics. Hear the roar of classic warbirds and modern military jets. See hundreds of aircraft on static display. Let the kids explore the Kid Space Activity Center. Enjoy the Barnstormers Ball and special Twilight Air Show on Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily. Info at cosportaviation.org. Tickets at King Supers and ticketswest.com. Don't miss the Colorado Sport International Air Show this weekend in Broomfield.
You treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
Meet Hank.
Hey.
Hank used to be unhappy all the time.
Man, I'm unhappy.
He'd mope around at work because he was uninformed about the wonderful world he lives in.
Oh, what a world.
That is until he discovered the Listen Live feature at AM760.net.
Oh, what's this?
Now, Hank is more outgoing.
Hey, everyone.
And it hasn't hurt his love life either.
Hey, ladies.
That a boy, Hank. AM760.net. Click Listen Live and enjoy.
Yeah, you got that right.
See me coming to town with my soul, straight down like the bulb of my fingers, holding on to the devil I know.
728 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. I heard one of somebody just called in and said that last night in the former Gunny Bob slot, Mike Brownie Brown, Mike Heck of a Job Brownie Brown was on the air. Remember, the poster boy for governmental incompetence, the international poster boy. Quite literally, the international global poster boy for governmental incompetence. Caller called in and said that he was going after me last night on his when he was filling in for Gunny Bob. We'll try to dig up that audio and see what heck of a job Brownie said. Now we're going to discuss the upcoming announcement about budget cuts here in Colorado. The big news this morning, Governor Ritter about to announce massive budget cuts to deal with a $400 million state budget gap, also potentially fee increases. One fee increase that seems to be floating out there, according to the Denver Post, is a fee increase on those who buy concealed weapons, a fee increase to pay for the background checks that need to be conducted. How do you think the state should tackle this budget deficit? We got a $400 million budget deficit. Do you want to see fee increases? Do you want to see tax increases? What kinds of budget cuts do you want to see? Because remember, folks, we have to choose. We got to pick here, right? We can't just, you know, you can't just rail on taxes or just say you want overall spending cuts. Let's get serious. Let's talk about what you really want to see. If you're a conservative and you want to call up and say you just want to see spending cuts, I want to hear specifically what you want cut. We're not going to allow folks to disaggregate taxes and spending. That's what the conservatives like to do. They rail on taxes, rail on spending separately, and they rail on spending in a general way so that they never have to go on record saying what they want to see cut. So how do you want to see Governor Ritter tackle this budget deficit? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Loveland. Jim, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Good
morning. How are you doing
Good.
Today? Well, I'm of the opinion that there is no fix under the present system. And absent Governor Ritter calling a constitutional convention to change the ability of folks like Douglas Bruce to place via referendum decision-making that really circumvents the legislature on revenue generation, it's not going to change. We've got to get rid of Tabor, got to get rid of Gallagher, got to get rid of Amendment 23, and go back to allowing the legislature to be able to do its job, especially the assembly. There's a court case right now that I believe the former head of the Colorado Bar.
Right. We had him on to discuss his court case. And I of course, don't disagree with you about Tabor and about how Tabor has caused so many structural and systemic problems here in Colorado. The only problem is that there's a medium term and there's a short term. Right now we have a really, really short term problem. And I guess short term's not the right word. Immediate problem. We have an immediate, essentially budget emergency. And I don't think we're going to be able to get Tabor taken off the books at a pace that this $400 million immediate budget deficit requires us to do, right? I mean, we need to do something, unfortunately, within the confines of the current system right now. I don't disagree with you that we need to get rid of Tabor. So the question is, what do we do right now? What do we do, you know, in the next couple of weeks?
The only thing is cuts, and we run into this every couple of years in the state. Because again, it's not only Tabor. Tabor's a major problem. The Gallagher Amendment and Amendment 23, it's a triple whammy because 68% of the budget must be dedicated to K-12 education, and then the other mechanism of prohibiting counties and local entities to generate revenue, which forces the state to apportion monies that they don't have. It's a structural problem, and absent significant cuts, I heard you mention a few moments ago, up to 10%. This is going to continue. I mean, there's going to be a reduction in services.
Absolutely. I mean, and people have to keep this in mind, right? The next time you go after these budget cuts, for instance, are announced, the next time you go deal with state services, right? This is mm-hmm. going to be why your state services may not be satisfactory. And unfortunately, the conservative movement here in the state has created this perfect, in fact, really too perfect.
Perfect storm.
Right, and a too perfect justification. What they will say is, well, now state services are going to get worse because of budget cuts, and that proves that government can't do anything right. Well, here's the deal, folks. Anybody who's been in business, forget about government, anybody who's been in business knows that if you cut resources at your business, if you downsize your services may not be so great. And so as state services deteriorate after these budget cuts, just keep in mind that in Colorado, as in the rest of the world, we get what we pay for and we get what we don't, and we don't get what we don't pay for. Jim, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Alan in Lakewood. Alan, you're on AM760.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
I just wanted to let you know Safeway has been going around talking about how they've been able to freeze the cost of health care for their company. And one of the ways that they've been able to do it is through health savings accounts.
Well, that means that what they've done is they've maybe frozen their own costs for health care, but it's not clear that they have made sure that the health care that their employees get is as satisfactory or as good as they used to get. So, you know, and the way a health savings account works, for folks who don't know, it's essentially the government allows you in a tax preferential kind of way to put away money, sock away some money in a tax preferenced account to pay for out-of-pocket health care expenses. And the idea that this is the solution to our health care crisis to me seems absurd, because what it seems to assume is that the individual patient is deciding what to spend and what not to spend on healthcare, that's really the problem, that there's all these consumers out there who just love spending money on healthcare, and that if we just create a health savings account situation where the consumer is paying out of pocket for more and more of their healthcare costs, that will control costs. Well, here's the deal, folks. If you've been to a doctor, your healthcare costs tends to work like this. You go to your doctor, and your doctor says, hey, you need this test. Hey, you need this service, right? The idea that consuming healthcare is like going to a supermarket is ridiculous, right? Doctors go to medical school for years and years and years to tell us what tests we need. So the idea that the problem in the healthcare system is that consumers are deciding to spend too much because they just love getting all sorts of tests is absurd. Healthcare savings accounts may reduce expenditures for big business, but it doesn't make the healthcare system better. It's not a solution. Thanks for the call, Alan. 7:36 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. The question of the day, big budget cuts coming here in Colorado. Governor Ritter set to announce massive budget cuts in the face of a $400 million budget deficit. How do you want to see him deal with this deficit? What do you want to see cut? What kind of fees do you want to see increased? Don't call up here and just rail on taxes or rail on spending. I want specifics, because that's what Governor Ritter has to face today. He's got to make decisions about specifically what should be cut. What do you want to see come out of this process? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Got a small minor accident northbound I-225 just after Parker Road, sitting there between Parker and Iliff. Going to tap the brakes once you get past Yosemite there, making the Parker Road curve. Southbound side, sluggish in Aurora on the normal spots, Colfax to 6th Avenue, again there after Parker Road. Those surface street crashes still out there. One car versus motorcycle, Hamden just west of E-470. Also got an accident, parties trapped, Colfax and Youngfield, and one at northbound Parker Road as you approach I-225. Stop-and-go jams, southbound 25, 120th down to 84th. Your forecast, partly cloudy, scattered showers, a high of around 80. More severe weather, a threat again late this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760. AM760.net. Stay connected.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Attention men, if you are over the age of 25 and are frustrated with all the sex pills out there that promise the world and just don't seem to work, please stay tuned to this important announcement. A free market trial offer is starting now for an incredible breakthrough, natural male enhancement called Zencore Plus, and you are eligible to receive a free supply just by calling. We're looking for the first 200 callers to receive a free market trial. So why try Zencore Plus? Zencore Plus is the all-natural male enhancement pill that has been scientifically developed as a blend of the highest quality ingredients that is safe and effective. Zencore Plus will give you fast-acting results in 45 minutes or less that will last for hours. Again, your area has been selected to get a free sample of Zencore right now. Remember, the first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in this new market trial offer.
Call immediately to receive your free sample. Call 1-800-395-1031. That's 1-800-395-1031. If the line is busy, please keep trying. 1-800-395-1031. 1-800-395-1031.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the proposed budget cuts coming up here in Colorado. Governor Ritter set to have a press conference today to announce his budget cuts to deal with a $400 million state budget deficit. We are in an emergency kind of situation, and we're asking you how you think the governor should deal with this situation. What programs do you think should be cut? What fees do you think should be increased? This is a dollars and cents issue, folks. You can't have it. Can't talk in generalities anymore. What do you want to see cut? What do you want to see? What kind of fees or taxes do you want to see increased? And don't call up here just railing ideologically on taxes or ideologically on spending. I want to hear actual, precise programs or policies you want to see cut or enacted. 303-713-7600 is the number again. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. First of all, let me compliment you on your show and how well-researched and well-delivered your messages are. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
The program that I would suggest not cutting anything, I would suggest an increase or a program that levied an additional 10 cents or 15 cents per gallon on gasoline. Reason being, you would incentivize green activities within the state and lead in that direction as far within the union. You would also create probably more green jobs that way. In addition, the rest of the world pays so much more for gasoline. It's justifiable in that respect. It would clean up our environment. It would make people feel a sense of pride every time they went to the pump. I'm paying for my children's education. I'm paying for those essential programs that we need. And it's also nowhere near the $4.25 or whatever level it reached at its worst.
It's an interesting proposal, and it might have at least some Republican support. If you remember, only about a month ago, Republican County Commissioner Jim Bensberg of El Paso County said that he was willing to campaign alongside Bill Ritter for a 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase here in the state. We have, according to the Tax Foundation, the 31st highest gas tax. So in that sense, we are below average. We are at 22 cents per gallon. So we're below average. I mean, my concern about gas taxes are they can be regressive. They can hit middle income people harder than the wealthy, because they are, now granted, they are in a certain way a user fee. If you use gas, you pay a tax. And so in that sense, I think there's some fairness to it, but it also, there are people, the problem with the gas tax is that because we haven't invested in our public infrastructure and public transit nearly enough, there are people who using gas is not a choice, right? It's not a luxury choice. They just have to use gas. And there are a lot of middle income and working class people who have to use gas because we haven't properly invested in public transportation. So I worry a little bit that it's regressive like that, but I certainly think you're right. The benefits are is that one, we have a below average gas tax already, so I'm not sure what a 10 cent per gallon increase, where it would put us on the rankings, but we're below average right now. And you're right. Other benefits of it would be that it would create a disincentive for those for people to use their cars when they did have a choice, right? I mean, there's lots of people, for every person who doesn't have a choice, that they got to drive to work or they work on a ranch or a farm, they have to use gas. There are people out there who can make a choice, maybe a little more inconvenient for them to take the bus or ride their bike.
You know, perhaps you could give a tax credit to those people that use their vehicle for work or for, you know, or give them a, you know, at least a break on that later on in the year, or they could claim it against their tax.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think there's ways to structure it that it becomes more fair, and I think it's certainly something that the state should look at. Hey, Phil, thanks for the call. Good idea. Just got an instant message here, and you can remember, you can always instant message us at www.am760.net. Again, www.am760.net. I got an instant message here from Denise, and she says, the way to solve the budget crisis is by pardoning all nonviolent drug offenders, free up the jails and probation system, and stop paying to control people's lives, use the money to help people's lives. And this was on the docket in the legislature in the last session, the idea of criminal justice reform, stop incarcerating at such a high level, nonviolent drug offenders, for instance. That's a huge state expenditure. And Governor Ritter largely stayed out of that fight, fearing, I think, that he would be attacked as weak on crime. It was pretty pathetic, if you ask me. And it's a place where we got to look for budget cuts and reforms, really. It's just a huge part of the problem. Again, the question of the day is, what do you think the governor should cut in the face of a $400 million budget deficit? How do you think he should address that budget deficit? 303-713-7600. That's the number, and we're taking your calls about this. Let's go real quick to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM760.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I think, raising taxes on fuel is kind of rough on people.
Yeah.
They need to, you know, the cost of automobiles and automobile parts and vehicle parts are outrageous. need to regulate more what these corporations are charging for things. And I think they should legalize drugs worldwide and treat it as a medical problem, not a criminal problem. They should raise taxes on firearms, cigarettes, alcohol, you know, all the trash, coffee, tea, things that are bad for people.
Yeah, well, this, you know, it's called sin taxes, right? That's what they're called. And
that's the problem right now with the world. It's you know, if people don't see what's happening, it's just getting worse.
Well, and I think you make a good point about our drug policy as well, and that goes back to the criminal justice issue, right? The criminal justice system, the prison system, the amount of money we spent chasing down drug offenders, nonviolent drug offenders. I mean, this is a huge state expenditure. And instead of, as the governor says, doing quote-unquote surgical cuts on state agencies, maybe we should look at criminal justice and drug policy reform. And by the way, the other side of drug policy reform is if you legalize and tax something like marijuana, that's a revenue generator. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about Governor Ritter's proposed budget cuts. They're coming today. How do you think he should address this $400 million state budget gap? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, slamming in Aurora, Dave. Got a minor crash, three cars involved. Left shoulder, northbound I-225 as you approach Iliff. That's also causing some delays for southbounders. But the real stop and go for them starts around Parker Road as you approach the Tech Center. Three-car accident in the turn lane southbound Federal at 92nd there in Westminster. That's a busy intersection. Also got an accident blocking the center lane northbound Parker Road approaching 225. Still in the cleanup phase, car versus motorcycle, Hamden and Piccadilly. That's just west of E-470. Also got this pretty serious accident, Colfax and Youngfield there in Golden. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds to start. Should get some more rain this afternoon with possible isolated thunderstorms. Look for highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Riding a motorcycle takes skill, balance, and quick reaction time. But riding under the influence of alcohol just takes stupidity. Ride smart and sober. Cops are cracking down on drunk drivers and riders this summer. Learn more at clmotorcyclesafety.com.
Why do you make it sound like it's a dictatorship?
Universal health care is needed.
People who want to keep things the way they are.
And they'll create boogeymen out there that just aren't real.
And really, I think everybody's opinion counts.
Your thoughts.
Have a voice on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 303-77-SMILE, or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
752, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokerage. You can reach them at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. And on the line we got Jason from Presidential Brokerage. And you know, there's a lot of talk about how do you deal with your retirement situation right now with the market so tumultuous. And one of the things that I know we've talked about is the idea of considering a Roth conversion. Tell us about what that means.
Well, there's a lot of things you can't control, Dave, and one of them is what the market and the economy is going to do, but people do have the ability in some ways to control what taxes they're going to pay. The problem is if you have an IRA and it says it's worth $100,000, it's not worth $100,000 because the money's never been taxed. At some point when you withdraw it, it's going to get taxed, so you really don't know how much money you're going to end up with. We think a Roth conversion is a very good idea for many people. There's a lot of misinformation about it. But what I would say is, Dave, if you do it correctly, number one, you're able to spread the taxes out over 4 years, for some people on a conversion. Number two, we can show you a way to actually make some of the income from a Roth conversion go away, and you wouldn't have to pay taxes at all on it. So give us a call, and we'll show you some of these strategies to get the taxes out of your IRA now.
And again, the number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call if you want to find out about a Roth conversion or you have any other questions about how to manage your retirement or your money in this tumultuous market. Hey, Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I'd finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel-efficient Chevy. Your participating Chevy dealer has details. Go to Chevy.com or call 1-877-CARS-654 to see if you qualify.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvette or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up to 80 degrees today. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, and we're talking about Governor Ritter's proposed budget cuts that are coming. This morning he is set to hold a press conference announcing budget cuts and potentially fee increases. Story in the Denver Post says one of the fee increases may be a fee on gun registration to do background checks. Although Governor Ritter this weekend was on 9 News saying that he was not going to support any tax or fee increases. The question is, what do you want to see him do to deal with this $400 million budget deficit this year? How do you think he should address it? 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Debbie in Westminster. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Hello, Debbie. Debbie, hello. No, Debbie. Okay, let's go to Jennifer in Denver. Jennifer, you're on AM 760. Hello, Jennifer. Jennifer, my bad. Jennifer in Denver. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's Jennifer.
Hi, okay.
Hey, David, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I wanted to chat. I happen to know some of what the governor's proposed budget cuts are in terms of, because I work at one of the facilities, and we often don't talk about mental health care when we talk about health care.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado is 50th in the United States in what we spend on mental health care, so we can't get any worse there. And the proposal is to cut all of child and adolescent services and geriatric services at the state mental health hospital. And we take folks that private hospitals cannot take for various reasons, including their issues are too severe. So those folks will probably end up either in our corrections facilities and or having to be bused down to the other state facility in Pueblo away from their families. So there you go.
There's a really good example, folks, of what, and I'm not going to, you say you know this is going to happen. I'm going to wait to hear.
No, it's proposed.
Right. Okay. We're going to wait to see what the governor announces. But that's a really real example of what budget cuts really, really mean. And that's a very serious example. It's a very, I think, draconian example. It's trying to balance the budget on the backs of people who need the most help in our society. Thanks for the call. All right, after the break, we're going to talk to historian Rick Perlstein about the historical roots of the right-wing protests against healthcare. Stick around.
Ace Marriage.
Today,
you switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Mommy!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
It's football season!
Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. The disappearance of the family doctor.
People live sicker and they die younger, and the cost of their care is higher.
Dr. Ted Epperly, primary family care physician in Boise, Idaho, president of the American Academy of Family Physicians and part of a group decreasing in number, the primary care doctor.
People have better access to care. They're more satisfied with that care. They have better quality of care, and the actual overall costs are reduced.
Number of U.S. medical school students going into primary care down more than 50% over the last 12 years. Perhaps just one reason we're losing confidence in our health care. Robert Wood Foundation polling people about just that. Spokesman Brian Quinn.
People are worried about being able to afford future care. Americans are concerned they're not going to be able to afford future prescriptions. Americans are worried that their medical bills may lead to bankruptcy. People are delaying the care they need.
New home construction starts weak. Single-family homes up a single percentage point in July.
Weakness in the housing sector is probably going to continue for the rest of the year. It's just the economy is so weak. Demand is just slack. People just aren't buying lots of new houses.
Touro College Finance Professor Peter Sperling. Their wholesale prices down in July, nearly a full percentage point, puts the rate of inflation at a record low. But, says economist Nigel Galt,
unfortunately, since July, we've seen some further increases in oil and gasoline prices, so going to be reversed.
It happened along a rural road in Georgia. The bodies of a former college professor and his wife found mutilated, apparently attacked and killed by nearly a dozen dogs. Grisly scene, according to investigators. They planned to round up at least 11 mixed-breed dogs roaming in that area. Just a couple of days before election polls open in Afghanistan, suicide bomber targeting a NATO convoy on a major road into Kabul. 7 killed, including a couple of UN workers, more than 50 wounded, part of a wave of pre-election violence.
Southeast of Kabul, the attacks include bombings and small arms fire on some polling places and threats, night letters they're called.
Just like it sounds, a letter will come up, be posted in the village, you know, in the marketplace, in the village square, basically threatening, saying anybody who votes will be killed.
Lieutenant Colonel Steve Osterholzer says U.S. military officials are prepared for the violence to continue on Election Day, though holding out hope that NATO's announced ceasefire will be honored by insurgents as well. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Logar Province.
Cash for Clunkers. Program so successful, General Motors will announce increased hours at several factories due to rising sales from the government's program. It looks like a home invasion. 3 dead, 1 woman in critical condition in Miramar, Florida.
A woman found with injuries to her head and face was taken to a local hospital. She may be the key to helping police determine what happened here.
That's WFOR reporter Gwen Belton. Stock market open for half an hour so far. The Dow up 36 points. This is CBS News.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter is expected to anger some people today when he announces his next round of budget cuts. He's aiming to shore up a $384 million shortfall. The governor has promised not to raise taxes, but political consultant Floyd Cerulli says any budget cuts the governor makes may hurt him as next year's election approaches.
You know, his approval rating has been low, and he has a couple of good, strong challengers already out there to take him on next year.
Cerulli speaking this morning. A man who crusades against tax increases is in trouble again. Former lawmaker Douglas Bruce and another man have been cited for misdemeanor trespassing at a Colorado Springs Costco. Bruce says he was simply trying to gather signatures for a potential ballot measure.
I'm willing to bet anybody listening $100 that we will not be convicted.
The store's manager says Bruce was creating a disturbance and refused to leave. It's a case of too many rocket scientists and not enough rockets for a big space facility in Jefferson County. Job cuts at Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin says a slowdown in government aerospace work is forcing it to cut 800 jobs. Those cuts will be split between Sunnyvale, California, and its facility in Waterton Canyon. Sports: Rockies begin a series in D.C. against the Nationals tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This morning so far has just been a standard ride around town. Very busy, very slow. Southbound I-25 starting back at 120th, and that's really all the way in downtown with very few breaks along the stretch. Now we're starting to see northbound I-25 backing up right around the Castle Pines Parkway as you get yourself up towards the Denver Tech Center. Now we're starting to jam through the bridges, too, from the Washington Street Bridge, getting up and over Broadway. Got a new accident northbound 225 approaching I left those vehicles off to the left shoulder. Not too bad. Most of that traffic in from Aurora this morning in those southbound lanes, which is still stop and go from just after Parker all the way down towards I-25. Handful of accidents on the side streets, southbound Havana approaching Iliff, also 92nd and Federal. Got another one at MLK and Quebec. Marin O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price reductions at King Supers. You'll find them on products like loaves of King Supers bread, Fresh Express garden salad, Angel Soft bath tissue, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Supers.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear.
Do you use medical marijuana?
Well, then we'll talk real slow.
Get a craving killer half slab of St. Louis ribs for $5. Big Papa's Barbecue. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. You'll find great deals like half-off mini-golf at Gateway Park Fun Center. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
News rundown here. Let's fire up a news update because there's so much in the news. We will start with national news.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening
you are,
in your
Ron.
World tonight.
So we'll start with some national news. Several leading Democrats voiced concern yesterday about an apparent White House shift on health care reform, objecting to signals from the White House that the president is going to abandon the idea of a public government-run insurance plan as part of health care reform. So progressives pushing back. The Politico has a story headlined, Liberals revolt over public plan. Quote, a bill without a public option won't pass the House, said Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York. Not only is the White House weakening their proposal, but they are also weakening their political hand. This is legislative subtraction by subtraction. As I told you yesterday, I think the legislative wrangling around health care is... we're going to end up with a situation where the House is playing chicken with the Senate. The House saying we're not going to pass anything without a public option. The Senate saying we're not going to pass anything with a public option. And whoever blinks first will determine what happens in this health care situation. 60 Democrats have signed a letter in the House saying they will not vote for a health care bill without a public option. And 60 Democrats is enough to kill health care reform in the House. For its part, the White House says there's no change in the president's perspective on the public option. The Hill newspaper reports that White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs yesterday said that there's been no change in Obama's desire to see a public health insurance option be part of a health care bill. Gibbs pushed back hard at reports that the administration had abandoned its support for a public option one day after Gibbs and another official, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, appeared to signal a shift. Now, what's interesting about this is that the administration seems to be saying at one point that the co-ops, this idea of a public, not a public, actually a privately controlled co-op, would be a substitute, a good substitute for a public plan. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who called our show yesterday, seemed to suggest the same kind of thing. He didn't go that far, but he seemed to equate co-ops with a public plan. Now, as I said, my question about that is, if co-ops are so great, if co-ops are going to solve our health care problems, why haven't they already solved our health care problems? Right? Co-ops already can exist. In many cases, they already do exist. Well, why haven't they solved our health care problems? Well, the Huffington Post reports that the health care reform compromise around co-ops has shown an inability to effectively lower premiums for consumers, a newly resurfaced government study shows. The study, conducted by the General Accounting Office on cooperatives in March of 2000, was mostly sour on the idea. Using five different co-ops as examples, the study concluded that on the key function, lowering the cost of insurance, these nonprofit insurance pools came up well short. You can find that report on the Huffington Post, and it links to the full General Accounting Office report. So, again, in 2000, the government studied co-ops and found that they weren't successful in lowering premiums. So how this is supposedly going to be a solution instead of a public plan is beyond me. In other news, AP reports the Obama administration is tripling the number of workers processing cash for clunkers transactions, as some car dealers complain the government has been slow to reimburse them for the car incentives of up to $4,500 per vehicle. Legal news, AP reports a former government informant known online as the Soup Nazi stole information from 130 million credit and debit card accounts in what federal prosecutors are calling the largest case of identity theft in American history. Here's an uplifting piece of news. A musician was reunited with his 18th century violin after he mistakenly left it in a New York City cab. City taxi officials say a GPS device in the cab led to the quick return of the instrument to Korean violinist Han Bin, and get this, the violin was valued at $600,000. $600,000. Thank God for GPS, I guess. Here's more good news. Walmart, Best Buy, CVS, and GMAC are among eight major advertisers that have confirmed pulling their advertising from Fox News' Glenn Beck program in light of Beck's comments that President Obama is supposedly a racist. The campaign to get the advertisers to stop subsidizing Beck's nonsense was spearheaded by colorofchange.org. You can become a member at Color of Change over at their website, www.colorofchange.org. Local news. Terrible story. in Jefferson County. A biker hurled into the air along Interstate 70 was hit Sunday by a suspected drunken driver who tried to leave the scene but forgot one key piece of evidence, his license plate. That license plate left at the scene led state troopers right to 57-year-old Jeff Detlefs. He was arrested in his own driveway right after he parked his gray 2004 Lexus in the garage. Serious hit-and-run accident there. He was not, as I read this story, was not right on I-70, because I was wondering, why are there bicycles on I-70? It was near an on-ramp to I-70. In political news, former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton will decide in 30 days whether to run for the U.S. Senate. She may join a crowded Republican field for the Republican nomination to run against Michael Bennett. Denver Post reports 400 people showed up to Jared Polis's town meeting in a Boulder parking lot yesterday. Business news, 800 jobs to be cut at Lockheed, probably here in Colorado. About 4,400 Lockheed employees work in Colorado, most based at Lockheed's Waterton Canyon facility in South Jefferson County. Back to healthcare, Mike Kaufman, the congressman, Republican congressman from Colorado, held a town meeting in Castle Rock and panned the public option. Business news, Denver's total personal income was $119 billion in 2008, placing the metro area at number 19 among U.S. cities. And the big news in state, in the quest to close Colorado's budget gap, Governor Ritter today is expected to unveil a number of deep cuts and cost savings measures and potentially a fee increase on gun registration and fee increases potentially at state parks. We don't know exactly what those are going to be just yet. He'll be announcing them at around 11 a.m. today, and we will go over them all tomorrow. We'll see if we can get the governor on the show for tomorrow. Interestingly, the Denver Post reports that he's proposing fee increases, but over the weekend, 9 News reported that Governor Ritter told Adam Schrager that he would not propose fee increases. So we'll see what comes out of that. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we're going to have on the line Rick Perlstein, the historian and the author of the award-winning book, Nixon Land. He has a new piece in the Washington Post about the historical roots of the right-wing protests that we're seeing right now against healthcare. It was a fascinating piece. You're going to want to stick around for this, because this article really traces how what we're seeing is not an anomaly. It's part of an ongoing conservative campaign that's been going on, frankly, for decades. So stick around. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. It's 8:16. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is pretty bad out there, pretty burly in the normal spots. Southbound I-25, stop and go at 120th to 84th. Again, from I-76 all the way past Spear Boulevard. Northbound, going to be sluggish as well. Downing Street up to Colfax. Got a crash up there around Santa Fe. Also a 3-car accident, left shoulder, northbound I-225 as you approach Iliff. Also got an accident blocking the center lane, northbound Parker Road as you approach 225. A new one, southbound Havana as you approach Iliff. This seems to be the Bermuda Triangle of accidents this morning here in Denver. Also got a 3-car accident in the turn lane, southbound Federal at 92nd. Also a new crash, MLK at Quebec. And if you're down on the south end of town, heavy fog reported on I-25 over Monument Hill. The forecast, partly cloudy, scattered showers, and high around 80. More severe weather, a threat again late this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature, 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Scrabble at Subway is...
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
4 in the afternoon until 7:30 at night, or Wednesday, August 26th, from 4 until 7:30, and both include dinner. The seminars will fill up quickly, so make your reservations right now at 303-695-4363. I will show you why you shouldn't fund your living trust. I will also demonstrate how to eliminate all estate taxes, no matter what the size of your estate. I'm also going to list some great investment opportunities that are currently available. Seating is limited, so call right now for free reservations at 303-695-4363. That's 303-695-4363.
Advisory services offered through Joseph S. Sterniolo and Associates Incorporated. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. 303-695-4363.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392, 1-800-700-1392.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up into the 80s today. And as promised on the line, we have historian Rick Perlstein. He's the author of Nixonland, The Rise of a President and the Fracturing of America. It was a New York Times notable book for 2008. And it's a terrific book. And Rick has also written a book before that about Barry Goldwater. He's basically doing a trilogy of the conservative movement, the early and really the formative conservative movement. And he's got a piece in the Washington Post over the weekend, and the headline of it is, In America, Crazy is a Pre-Existing Condition. The subhead, Birthers, Town Hall Hecklers, and the Return of Right-Wing Rage. The key word is the return of right-wing rage. Rick, thanks for taking the time this morning.
David, my pleasure.
So tell us why we shouldn't be surprised by the protests against healthcare, because I know a lot of the listeners and including me in the audience really look at this and say, how can these folks who are out there? I mean, I understand, like, you know, going to protest against taxes, and they're going to protest against things where they perceive the government is going to take money from them, but protesting, you know, people standing up saying, don't shove health care down my throat, like, don't give me health care. It just seems, at a certain level, very strange. But your article traces the historical roots of this. And so give us a sense of how we really shouldn't be surprised by all of this.
Well, there's a long, long pattern in America, David. In movements of liberal ascendancy, certain aspects, certain portions of the conservative populace just freak out, just really freak out that their whole world is going to be turned upside down and do really, really irrational things. In the early 1950s, it was McCarthyism. And that very much was a response to, you know, 20 years of Democratic governance, FDR, Truman. And the early 60s, when Kennedy was president, it was just an absolute explosion. And just about everything that made someone mad was seen as the result of a communist conspiracy. I mean, literally, there was a new translation of the Bible, the Revised Standard Edition, and it was probably more sort of linguistically accurate, but in certain points a little more theologically liberal. So literally there was a movement in America to argue that there were Soviet agents involved in translating the Bible. And the similarities are really uncanny. I mean, just the way people seize on some irrational, you know, kind of conclusion and won't be shaken from it no matter what. And it happens often enough, and we all remember the black helicopters in the 1990s and all that, that we have to kind of consider it a structural feature of how politics works in America. Now, the other part, the more interesting part, is when elites exploit this structural feature in sort of American politics to get their way.
And let me stop you there. And we're talking to Rick Perlstein. He's the author of Nixonland, The Rise of a President and the Fracturing of America. He has a new Washington Post article over the weekend, which is headlined, In America, Crazy is a Pre-Existing Condition, Birthers, Town Hall Hecklers, and the Return, the key word return, of right-wing rage. And you started talking about elites exploiting this rage, this populist or mass-based or at least more grassroots-based rage that comes about throughout history at times of democratic or liberal ascendance. Now, by that, I assume you mean elites, you know, Republican politicians, Republican political operatives, people who are the political Machiavellis. And we're obviously...
And corporate puppets. And
obviously, right. In this case, you know, corporate puppets, corporate executives, in this case, the insurance industry. And what's really, really amazing about that is, as you say in your article, these are people who, for lack of a better phrase, should know better. I mean, they Chuck Grassley, for instance, the senator from Iowa, he knows, I mean, he's helping write the health care bill. He knows that this whole concept of death panels, which bubbles right up from the grassroots rage, he knows that that's substantively not what's going on, and yet he exploits it anyway. What kind of a history of that do we have in this country, and why, as you say in your article, why is this moment in time a little different than past right-wing uprisings?
Well, let me actually correct one thing. The death panel thing actually didn't bubble up from this kind of organic grassroots.
Well, I guess I consider Sarah Palin.
Well, even before that, it was Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
New York, and I really think that this is an example of basically a very shrewd and cunning and Machiavellian elite, you know, kind of seeding, you know, kind of, you know, sort of giving sort of bloom to some kind of crazy trope, and
so it's kind of symbiotic.
It's very symbiotic. In this case, it happened to come, I think, top down. Although the organic part is, pro-life folks have been worried about euthanasia ever since Roe versus Wade, and they've always been saying that euthanasia is right around the corner, and it never has been because it's, you know, nonsense. But that kind of primed, you know, sort of primed the pump for this conspiracy theory. And then, so basically what's different now, let me go back to the early 60s when, you know, the John Birch Society was very, very active, and you had some very scary right-wing vigilantes picking up guns called the Minutemen. When Barry Goldwater, who was the, you know, Arizona Republican senator who eventually won the Republican nomination in 1964, when he started palling around with some of those folks and saying, you know, these people, you know, are good Americans, people in the kind of media elite said, no, they're not, they're extremists. That word became a very hot word. It got a lot of currency. And, you know, basically they were saying people who claim that President Kennedy and the Democrats in Congress are literally trying to disarm the United States are extremists. And that was a code word that kind of meant out of bounds, that politicians shouldn't have anything to do with them. And when Barry Goldwater was nominated for the presidency, and he gave his speech at the nomination convention in San Francisco and said extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, that really angered sort of folks in the media who really saw him as embracing forces that should be re- rejected. Now, what we have now that's different is that the extremists end up on CNN. They end up on Fox News. They're being coddled. They're being cosseted. They're being folded into our normal political process instead of becoming objects of rejection or derision. Basically, what we have is the long right-wing elite campaign to kind of get inside the head of the media and get them second-guessing and believing that there's this heartland out there that's conservative and that there's this media elite that's liberal, has so screwed with their heads that they'll basically honor and validate any crazy conservative theme and consider it a part of the legitimate debate.
Well, and this goes to the point that I made earlier in the week, and we're talking to Rick Perlstein. He's the author of Nixonland, The Rise of a President and the Fracturing of America, his new piece in the Washington Post, headlined, In America, Crazy is a Pre-Existing Condition, Birthers, Town Hall Hecklers, and the Return of Right-Wing Rage. This highlights a point that I know you've been making and I've been making, which is that when progressives protest in the modern era, they are largely ignored. I mean, you know, you have 100, 200, 500,000 people out protesting against the Iraq War. It gets relatively little media coverage when you have 20 conservative activists show up at a local congressman's town hall meeting. Fox News and CNN go live to the town hall meeting. And, you know, some people say, well, that's because the visual is better. The visual of some angry person getting up into their congressman's face is a better visual. But another part of it is that the right, the conservative movement, has really, for decades now, insisted that the media is liberal. And it's this psychological game where, in order, therefore, for the media to quote-unquote prove that it's not liberal, and I think the whole assertion that the media is liberal is ridiculous, but in order for the media to quote-unquote prove that it's not liberal, it goes out of its way to validate crazy right-wing protesters. I mean, Fox News, and I wrote about this on my blog last week, there's a Fox News incentive system now. It's that if you're crazy at a town hall meeting, after that, you get an interview on Fox News, which then the incentive system is for the next town hall meeting for somebody to be even crazier, because they'll get on Fox News after that. And so down into the downward spiral we go. I mean, how are progressives supposed to deal with this? If what we are learning right now is that progressive protest gets ignored, conservative protest gets promoted in the quote-unquote liberal media, how are progressives supposed to deal with that reality?
Well, I think one way to deal with it is just to try to expose it. And I don't know how, you know, what warped in the time-space continuum got my piece on, you know, the front page of the Washington Post Outlook section. But, you know, now folks in Washington can see, you know, can think about this. And, we can shout from the rooftops, this is how it works. And, you know, that might work a little.
But it's all, I think what you're saying is that, I mean, in each of our realms, the more we can expose this for what it really is, the better. And that means, you know, this radio show, your piece, you know, people talking to their neighbors, people talking at the water cooler about these issues and what's really going on behind them. Now, what I found really, really fascinating about your piece in the Washington Post was all of the stuff that you refer to about the 1950s and early 1960s. And this intersects with some research I'm doing for my upcoming book, which is that basically in the public mind, what you have right now is that the 60s, the late 60s, the great society 60s and early 70s of progressive foment was this tumultuous, horrible, awful time, and that the 1950s and the sort of Kennedy New Frontier 60s was this time of prosperity and unity and not a lot of turbulence. Meanwhile, that memory that's been kind of manufactured by the right, because the right's whole thing is about, basically, you can sum up their whole movement, one of the messages of their whole movement is to resurrect that sort of pre-late 60s era of traditionalism, et cetera, et cetera. That's actually not really what was going on. I mean, and I'm going to read this part of your piece here. In the early 1950s, Republicans referred to the presidencies of Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman as, quote, 20 years of treason, and accused the men who led the fight against fascism of deliberately surrendering the free world to communism. They attacked, mainline Protestants published a new translation of the Bible in the 50s that properly rendered the Greek as connoting a more ambiguous theological status for the Virgin Mary. Right-wingers attributed that to, yes, the hand of Soviet agents. And Vice President Richard Nixon claimed that the new Republicans arriving in the White House, quote, found in the files a blueprint for socializing medicine. Meanwhile, there was all the McCarthyist stuff. And then this is, I didn't even know about this. When John F. Kennedy entered the White House, his proposal to anchor America's nuclear defense in ballistic missiles instead of long-range bombers and form closer ties with Eastern Bloc outliers were taken as evidence that the young president was secretly disarming the United States. Check this out. Thousands of delegates from 90 cities packed a national indignation convention in Dallas. It sounds like the Tea Parties. A 1961 version, as you say, of today's Tea Parties. A keynote speaker turned to the master of ceremonies after his introduction and remarked as the audience roared, quote, Tom Anderson here has turned moderate. All he wants to do is impeach Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren. I'm for hanging him. So this whole image of the 50s and early 60s as this, you know, no turbulence, total era of unity, actually what was going on was conservative turbulence.
Interesting. What was going on in the South, of course, was a city like Birmingham was called Bombingham.
Right.
Because whenever a black person would go to the wrong part of town, they get bombed.
So in other words, what I think we're seeing here is that you can actually understand the conservative frame of how we even think about the idea of protest, because while militant extremist right-wing protest was happening, that in the 50s and early 60s, that's the time that was portrayed as this, the halcyon days of unity. When progressives protest those the in history, that's considered something bad, something turbulent. And now today, we have a situation where conservative protest is promoted and progressive protest is ignored. And I just encourage everybody to go check out Rick's new article at the Washington Post. Again, it's called In America, Crazy is a Pre-Existing Condition, Birthers, Town Hall Hecklers, and the Return of Right-Wing Rage. Last question for you, Rick. How do you maintain a sense of optimism through this?
How do I maintain a sense of optimism?
I mean, when you look at the historical context of this, how do you feel like, or maybe I should ask, like we're moving in the right direction?
The good guys sometimes win. I actually just got back from Springfield, Illinois. I was at the Abraham Lincoln Museum. And it was very, very clear to me that the forces of good were basically in a historical continuum with us, with progressives today, and that the forces that were, you know, fighting to preserve slavery were very much in a continuum with the conservatives today. And through will and brilliance and courage and perseverance, you know, the good guys won then. And the good guys can win now. It happens. And it's just hard, and it requires struggle.
Rick Perlstein, he's the author of Nixonland, The Rise of a President and the Fracturing of America. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure, David.
Again, Rick Perlstein, his book, Nixonland, The Rise of a President and the Fracturing of America. I suggest everybody check out his Washington Post piece. Again, it's called In America, Crazy is a Pre-Existing Condition, Birthers, Town Hall Hecklers, and the Return of Right-Wing Rage. It'll give you a sense of how what we're seeing right now is all part of one historical continuum. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll get back to our discussion about budget cuts coming here in Colorado. Governor Ritter, in about an hour and a half, set to announce massive budget cuts here in Colorado as we face a $400 million deficit. We'll get back to your calls about what you want to see cut, what kind of fees you want to see increased. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. It's been a booger of a commute for us this Tuesday morning. Several crashes. Got a few out there still. One blocking the right-hand lane eastbound 6th Avenue just after Sheridan. Going to hit the stop and go back before Wadsworth. Also got this crash northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Those backups go all the way around past DU at Colorado Boulevard. Also got the shoulder block, three-car accident, left shoulder northbound I-225 as you approach Iliff. Also a crash in the surface streets close to there, southbound Havana as you approach Iliff. One other accident, northeastern Denver, MLK at Quebec. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds to start, but should get some more rain this afternoon. Looking for a high around 79 degrees. Right now, we're sitting at 65 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Set yourself apart with Colorado Technical University's complimentary Career Connections event. They cover resume development, interviewing strategies, and more. Call now to RSVP August 22nd at the Denver Tech Center or at their Westminster campus on August 29th. Call 888-901-8555.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. 1 year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment, installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guide offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guide has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guide. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guide is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guide at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Before we get back to the discussion about budget cuts in here in Colorado, I just want to reiterate that that what's really going on out in the country with these right-wing protests. As Rick Perlstein said, the historian who was just on our show, this is part of a decades-long conservative movement. A decades-long conservative movement that has really gone crazy every time it perceives there to be some form of liberal ascendancy. And just to know what we're talking about when we use the term crazy, because not all protest is crazy. Not all protest against progressivism is crazy at all. I mean, there are ways to protest that aren't over the line. What I think is over the line are protests that, for instance, bring assault weapons to presidential events. And we saw that, I think it was yesterday, in Arizona. A couple of protesters brought full-on assault weapons to the presidential event. And this follows where other protesters earlier had brought pistols to a presidential event in New Hampshire. And as I mentioned, this is all part, in my mind, all part of the Fox News incentive system. That the crazier you are as a protester, the more you're going to get promoted on Fox News. So somebody brings a pistol, now people are bringing assault weapons. And I just want you to listen to this video, this YouTube video, that one of the protesters who brought an assault weapon to the event put out after the event to promote his cause. Just listen to this rhetoric. This is the video.
What's that strap? What do you got on the back?
It aids me in my resistance efforts.
What is it? Turn around, my man. You're taking that down there to Obama.
You can water the tree of liberty.
You can water the tree of liberty.
I hope not.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're going to...
go get some... spank some Obama?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And they're flashing their weapons on the screen.
I can understand having a gun on your side here, but what about what kind of gun is
there? This is an AR-15.
And what kind of gun do you have down here?
I don't want help from you. I do want
help. Oh, I want education, and I'm just going to take it from you. I want
cash
longer here. I want this, that. I'll just vote and take it from you. Well, eventually in America, people will be able to say no. If the burden of all this thievery gets too thick and you can't make it anymore, if that's what's necessary, that's what's necessary.
What do you think they do in Palestine?
Well, we're not Palestine, thank God.
Not yet. We did it in the revolution. What were in the American Revolution? The British weren't stealing money from us for health care. They weren't. They weren't taxing us the way they are now back then. And what did we do? We forcefully kicked them out of our country. And we will forcefully resist people imposing their will on us through the strength of the majority with a vote.
Okay.
Just because you're sick of government with people doesn't make it more. Okay, to steal money from you. Taxation is theft.
All right, so you heard that clip, and I just want to make clear. They're flashing their weapons. Really, these are big assault rifles that they're flashing and bringing to Obama's events. And here is what was said. The key quote, "We will forcefully resist people imposing their will on us through the strength of the majority with a vote." Now, if that is not the most anti-democratic, small d, anti-democratic, un-American thing that you've heard, I don't know what is. We live in a democracy where, for better or for worse, what the will of the people wants, what the majority wants, is what is supposed to be law. And what you have here are people who are saying that they will forcefully resist that. That is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about crazy. That is crazy. That is unacceptable. That is infuriating. That is what I mean when I say that these people are freaks. These people are freaks. They are un-American, and frankly, in my estimation, they hate this country. And I think that's what Rick Perlstein is talking about when he says that this is all part of a historical continuum. This is all part of a conservative movement that becomes virulently anti-American anytime progressive policies begin moving forward. And you can see that video over at talkingpointsmemo.com. It's really, it'll freak you out. It's freaking me out. All right, 848 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. I've gone off on a little bit of a tangent. We'll get back to, well, I guess what we're going to do is we'll open up the phones. We can talk about budget cuts. We can talk about these right-wing protesters. We got about 15 minutes until we get our Media Matters update after the top of the news. We'll just open up the phones right now. We'll talk about either the budget cuts or the conservative protesters. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about David Skaggs about, I'm going to guess, 16 years ago. Do you remember the assault weapons ban?
Yep.
Okay, I'd gone to meetings, Skaggs meetings many times. I knew a lot of people in Nevada, Wheat Ridge, and all that. When the assault weapons ban came out, they swarmed in, NRA members swarmed in from everywhere. Skaggs had police up there because they supported the ban. And these people were screaming and yelling, all making the same point over and over until one of them stood up and said, three ways we can get rid of you, vote you out, impeach you out, or shoot you. And the entire room exploded with applause, were clapping. The cops were stunned. Skaggs was stunned. Next meeting in Nevada, they all showed up again, and it was just a repeat of the same thing.
Yeah, and I think this is thugism, right? These are people who are thugs. These are people who show up at events armed.
And don't even live in the district or the area.
In many cases, that's right. They show up to events armed with assault weapons, saying that they will forcibly resist the will of the majority of America. And this is terrorism. That is what terrorism is. It's terrorism.
And it's been repeated in world history. So.
and not only world history, it's been repeated in our history. Hey Jim, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Tricia in Denver. Tricia, you're on AM 760.
Hi there.
Hi there.
You know, this is purely rhetorical, I think. It just stuns me that this could be happening. We can bring assault rifles to a presidential debate or a presidential presentation or town hall meeting, but we can't take shampoo on an airplane.
It's really, I mean, when you put it in those terms, you're exactly right. It's just, it's incredible. It's just incredible. And you know, the key part of this, which is incredible, is that when you come to an event armed with an assault rifle, you're not just expressing your support of the Second Amendment. You are deliberately trying to intimidate. You are deliberately, in my estimation, especially when you add being armed with an assault rifle and saying you are going to forcibly resist the majority and the will of the people. When you come to a political event like that, you are trying to terrorize the political event. That is, you are abusing, in my estimation, you are going beyond the First Amendment and you are going into intimidation and into a form of political terrorism. Thanks for the call. 851 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What we're going to do is we're going to take more of your calls on either the Colorado budget cuts coming up, or if you want to talk about Rick Perlstein and his historical view of right-wing protests, and if you want to weigh in on that clip we just played of those folks saying that they will forcibly resist the majority of the public and the majority of the public's vote on health care. These are people who are armed with assault weapons. If you want to talk about that, give us a call, 303-713-7600. In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to have Media Matters on. They're going to give us an update on how all this is playing in the right-wing media, and we're also going to have an update on a new poll coming out today about Colorado voters' attitudes towards President Obama, health care, and our other statewide elected officials. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Got this minor accident blocking the right lane eastbound 6th Avenue after Sheridan. Stop and go begins at Wadsworth. Also a crash northbound I-25 around Santa Fe. Those backups are pretty lengthy as well. Go to Colorado Boulevard. Speeds in the teens there. Also a crash southbound Havana approaching Iliff. Another one eastbound 6th Avenue at Colorado. That one just popped up, as well as one in the cleanup phase, MLK and Quebec. Forecast. Mix of sun and clouds to start, but should get some more rain this afternoon. Possible isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 64 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bring it on. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo is August 28th through Labor Day. It's 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Enjoy free shows, too, from the live shark encounter to the lumberjack show. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Bring it on.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Replace a Lens, a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go lab direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest price in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals for just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver on the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. 1234 or replacealens.com.
Remarkably fuel-efficient BMW. Hurry into the BMW Greener Days sales event, where being green is exhilarating, with models that get up to 36 miles per gallon. And with savings like a $4,500 eco credit on the purchase of an advanced diesel model and other limited time offers, you'll save some of your own green as well. Test drive any of the BMW lineup, knowing they're part of the most fuel-efficient luxury fleet in America, and come with an unmatched, no-cost maintenance plan that can save you thousands. But when it comes to the environment and this special event, time is precious. So come in today. Most fuel-efficient fleet based on highway mileage EPA comparisons. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i for only $349 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
8:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Patricia in Boulder. Patricia, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller.
Thanks
I'm
for calling.
I'm also driving, so I'll let you know that.
Okay.
My question just has to do with when Bush was in office and he would come to give a speech or something, you couldn't even carry in a protest sign.
Right. And now, I want to be clear. These are people who are outside of the event. These are people who are not inside the event. They're protesting quote-unquote protesting. In my estimation, they're intimidating and terrorizing outside of the event.
And how far does that go?
Well, what distance?
Well, yeah, and it just, everybody knows it could be just some wingnut that shows up that's the wrong wingnut.
Well, that's exactly right, and as we discussed last week, threats to the president, threats on his life, are up 400% over the last administration, and I think, you know, I think these things are connected. I think, you know, that they're up in part because you have gun-toting right-wing thugs saying we will forcibly resist the will of the majority, the most undemocratic and fascist kind of thing that you can express in this country. And I think that has something to do with the threats on his life. Thanks for the call. Thanks for becoming a first-time caller. All right, stick around. We're going to get our Media Matters update on the right-wing media after the national news.
Today on the Mario Solis Marit Show, GOP guru Frank Luntz goes on TV and tells his constituents how to lie. We'll play the audio key y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Wholesale prices keep falling. Last month, the Labor Department says producer prices dropped by 0.9%, more than triple what economists had expected. During the past year, wholesale prices have plunged. Economist Peter Sperling's not shocked.
With the weakness in the economy, it's not a big surprise that the weakest recession is driving wholesale prices down the most that they've been in decades.
It doesn't look as though a rebound in the housing market will be a smooth one, despite expectations. The Commerce Department says both housing starts and new project applications fell last month. Still, says National Association of Home Builders Chief Economist David Crow, the whole picture isn't a gloomy one.
While overall starts declined slightly, single-family starts increased 1.7%, and single-family permits increased an even larger amount, over 5%.
How are Americans responding to the heated debate over health care reform? A survey by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has found that last month, their index measuring the confidence Americans have in the health care system fell by more than 5%. The Foundation's Brian Quinn.
There's been a lot of discussion about whether the economy is really where our focus should be or whether we should be focusing on health care. But I think when you see that 81% of Americans believe that the two are intertwined, it shows the importance of doing health care reform as a part of addressing the economic situation.
Family doctors are in short supply, and the situation is reportedly getting worse. The American Academy of Family Physicians says in the past dozen years, the number of med school students going into primary care has fallen more than 51%. Academy President Dr. Ted Epperly of Boise says the physicians in general practice can make a real difference in the lives of their patients.
By getting to know them and the totality of their medical conditions, I was able to use my skills and abilities to help them through both illness, but also to concentrate on keeping them well and healthy.
Just 2 days before Afghans head to the polls, another attack aimed at disrupting the elections. At least 7 people have been killed and more than 50 wounded in a suicide car bombing on the outskirts of Kabul. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from south of the capital that the threat of violence remains very high.
This particular road from Kabul to Bagram is considered very dangerous. In fact, it's labeled red, which is to encourage civilians to stay off of this road. There have been other fatalities there. There have been other IEDs. And the problem with the IEDs now in Afghanistan is they're becoming more powerful.
And the military says 2 U.S. soldiers have been killed and 3 wounded in a separate attack. Hurricane Bill keeps churning away and building strength in the Atlantic. The season's first hurricane is expected to become a major storm within the next 2 days, with winds of more than 110 miles an hour. But forecasters say it's still too soon to tell if Bill will affect the mainland U.S. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow up 47, the Nasdaq ahead 11 points. This is CBS News.
The guarantee. It comes with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Right now, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle and guarantee them for as long as you own your car. The Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $99.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New Cardiostat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA, three times more than other brands. Cardiostat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for Cardiostat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A rough night for one Castle Rock family during last night's storms. Lightning struck the gable atop Jim Flanagan's home in the Meadows, setting off smoke alarms and scorching his electronics. And then Mother Nature returned with another surprise.
Got hit by a hailstorm about a half hour after that. That sent so much water into the window wells that flooded the basement. So we were up cleaning for a while.
A fun evening. The family went to bed about 1 this morning. Hundreds of Colorado farmers and dairymen will watch anxiously today as the federal government auctions off loans from the failed New Frontier Bank of Greeley. Farmers are worried investors will snap up the loans at fire sale prices and then quickly sell off equity. The Denver Post reports the auction is believed to be the largest farm note sale since the aftermath of the 1980s savings and loan crisis. And as your teenagers head back to school, it may be a good time to remind them about a law that will soon be on the books in Colorado. Come December, it will be illegal for teens to drive and use a cell phone, and texting will be illegal for everyone. State Patrol Chief James Wolfenbarger.
That full focus should be paid on really what's going on in front of them, alongside of them, and behind them.
The chief says 1 in 5 accidents in Colorado involves a distracted driver. Sports, Rockies begin a series in D.C. tonight against the Nationals. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Trying to get the drive wrapped up, we still have some slow areas out here. Southbound I-25 passing downtown, still kind of dragging its heels from I-70 down through Spear. Southbound 225 also from I-70 all the way down to Mississippi. Kind of a slow ride there, but the heaviest drive we're dealing with right now, northbound I-25. If you're trying to get up to the bridges, we had a late crash near Santa Fe. Sounds like a single car accident, and most of that activity should be off to the shoulder, but dealing with stop-and-go speeds all the way back at Yale getting up towards Santa Fe. So have a good 10 to 15 extra minutes on hand traveling from the Denver Tech Center to downtown. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel
technology. Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Chris Bedding, the one, the only.
Entertaining.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in. Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Terrorism. Political terrorism. I don't really know what is. And now on the line, to continue this conversation, we have with us Senior Fellow at Media Matters for America, Eric Bollert. He's the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. He also released his new book on May 19th called Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics and the Press. And before we talk to Eric, let's just play the Media Matters clip of the week about what's going on in the right-wing media on the issue of health care.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. In opposing health care reform, conservative media figures use an old recording of Ronald Reagan from 1961 in which the then actor was attacking a so-called socialized medicine program.
Powerful arguments against socialized medicine. Ronald Reagan was saying this back in 1961.
One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine.
Here's Ronald Reagan in 1961 warning of the dangers of socialized medicine.
I have to believe that Ronald Reagan is smiling down on these town hall forums.
What they don't say is that Reagan was speaking out against an early version of Medicare, which has become very popular since it was enacted 44 years ago. Nor do they mention that Reagan's dire predictions of curtailments of freedom were never actually realized. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
So that was the Media Matters Minute, just showing the dishonesty in the right-wing media. And Eric Bollert of Media Matters, how much do you credit the right-wing media, Fox News, the magazines, the conservative pundits, with stirring up, taking a conservative protest, grassroots protest, or in some cases AstroTurf protest, and stirring it up into the really, I think, bordering on terrorist, bordering on political terrorism kind of foment that we're seeing outside of these presidential events?
I think it's essentially 100% responsible. 2 points. I mean, the Republican Party, particularly inside Washington, is they're virtually powerless in terms of the legislative process. They're led by people like John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. I mean, they're basically without any leadership. So what's happened in this complete political vacuum is the right-wing media has, and particularly Fox News, has taken on the mantle of what the party leaders used to do. And Fox News has now clearly positioned itself as the opposition party. I think they realized the Republican Party wasn't really up to the task looking at the last few elections. And so they decided they were going to become the opposition party and they were going to do it their way and they were going to sort of launch this, you know, wild, unhinged rhetoric. The other interesting thing is that, you know, in terms of the right-wing media, the Internet, once again, has been basically useless and pointless in all of this. This is the tried-and-true talk radio, Fox News, Matt Drudge formula. And as Peter Dow wrote an interesting piece on the Huffington Post saying that, you know, he was in the Kerry war room during the Swift boat attacks, and he said, you know, if he closes his eyes, it just feels like the summer of 2004 all over again. It's the same people. It's Drudge. It's Fox News. It's right-wing radio. And so they're going back to that traditional format, and what they've been able to do, just like the Swift boat veterans, is to get the mainstream press to treat these, you know, these protesters as serious people just like they were able to get the mainstream press to treat the Swift Boat veterans as serious people. And the press, I think, is way too timid to call out conservative activists as liars. And so the fact-checking is very slow in coming. And instead, what happens is the press is giving just massive free airtime to the protesters and the misinformation, just like they gave massive free airtime to the Swift Boat vets and their misinformation. So we've definitely seen this. We've seen this play before.
And we're talking to Eric Bollert of Media Matters. His book is called Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics. We talk to him every week at this time to just get an update on the trends in the media. And just to put some numbers on what you're talking about, Media Matters issued a report finding that on Fox News, opponents of health care reform outnumbered supporters by a 6-to-1 margin. 6-to-1. Over the 2 days that Media Matters studied, Fox News hosted 63 opponents of health care reform and only 10 supporters. So this is obviously, I mean, at least in the right-wing media, it's obviously rigged. And we had on, as I said, Rick Perlstein, the historian who wrote Nixonland. That was his most recent book. And he has a piece in the Washington Post about the right-wing protests and the health care debate. And he makes the argument that while conservative protests have tended to gone really, really psycho crazy at various times throughout history when a progressive agenda is in ascendance. The difference this time is that whereas before, in the, let's say, the 50s and 60s, some of the most extreme protests from things like the John Birch Society were marginalized by a truly, or at least more truly, centrist media. Today, for two reasons, that isn't happening. The first reason is that the conservative movement between back then in the McCarthy era and today has spent so much time vilifying the media as conservative that the media itself feels the need psychologically to quote-unquote prove that it's not by promoting conservative protests. And two, that the conservative movement has its own media appendages. I wonder if you subscribe to that in the sense of looking at it historically. I mean, are we really at a point right now where it's a historically unprecedented situation where the conservatives have such media power?
Absolutely, and basically you can just look at Fox News. I mean, I think we've talked about this before, this sort of militia rhetoric that Glenn Beck and others on Fox News have adopted. And now just this massive misinformation campaign on healthcare. We've never had a mainstream, quote-unquote, mainstream news organization that has so willingly, you know, lent itself to one party before. I mean, previously Fox obviously had always skewed right. But with the Obama inauguration, we've just seen them completely go all in. I mean, you mentioned the study we did, just a quick snapshot. 6-to-1. I'm surprised it wasn't 10-to-1. I have the news channels on my office all day, you know, back and forth. I literally cannot think in the last 2 weeks of seeing more than three people on Fox News saying anything even remotely supportive of healthcare reform.
Well, I was going to ask you as a follow-up to this. I mean, let's just talk about Fox.
Yeah.
Do you sense that Fox has changed? And before you answer that, I want to just set up the question, which is to say that, look, Fox was pretty virulently anti-Clinton when Clinton was around, and then obviously it was pretty pro-Bush. Is what we're seeing simply a reversion to Fox's standard anti-Clintonism, just its anti-Obamaism, or is it actually more in the tank for the Republicans, more extremist conservative than it's ever been?
Yeah. You can almost see there's been two or three real watermarks for Fox News. I mean, Fox went on the air the second term of the Clinton years, I think, I want to say 96 or 97. If you go back and read the transcripts or you look at the clips, even during the nutty impeachment meltdown, the media meltdown, Fox News, you know, basically leaned to the right, and everyone knew that, but it still did, you know, a lot of straight news. They still had people from both sides on. to debate the topics and things. A key turning point was the Florida recount, and they saw the Bush president, a possibility of a Bush presidency slipping away. And during the recount, they really ratcheted it up, and they really went all in for Bush. And then, obviously, with the Iraq War, we saw another clear sort of demarcation line. They went all in again. You know, we're talking up this idea that protesters were traitors, just really hyping the fear and the patriotism angle. And then really from, you know, 2003 through 2008, again, obviously dependably Republican, played defense for the Bush administration all the time, even as it went down into the 20% approval rating. And then we come to Inauguration Day, really. I mean, I think that's literally the week Glenn Beck's show began. And then we had another clear demarcation where Fox News really leaves behind any sort of common sense standards in terms of journalism or common sense standards of decency. And so now we've got the Glenn Beck show, and we've got all the right-wingers at night, and we've got Fox and Friends in the morning. The old standard, the line used to be, well, we're just like in a, you know, newspaper. You know, we have an opinion page at night, and we do straight news all day.
Right.
Well, now they don't. Now they've got opinion at Fox and Friends from, what is that, from 5, you know, from 6 to 9 in the morning.
Right.
Now we've got Glenn Beck at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So that window where they claim they do straight news is getting smaller and smaller. The opinion is getting larger and larger, and the opinion is just getting crazier and crazier. So the Fox News today is really unrecognizable from the Fox News from the Clinton years.
And I agree with you, and I think it's something that's been...
And here's the other thing that's really frustrating. The mainstream press, we're talking about these protests, we're talking about this dangerous rhetoric that's being thrown around, we're talking about bringing guns and Nazi signs to protest. The mainstream press is sort of covering that, sort of dancing around, sort of acknowledging what's going on. The press refuses to talk about Fox News's role. The press refuses to acknowledge that the right-wing media are the story this year, period. They are the story.
Well, why is that? I mean, why?
I don't know if it's like a professional courtesy. I don't know if they want a bullseye on their back.
Is it the nonsense, like, you know, I mean, which is such a joke that the media doesn't want to make itself the story,
maybe,
when of course the media always is making itself the story.
I don't know. I was on CNN, I think, last week on the Rick Sanchez show. He was talking about protests. He says, well, there's another network and I don't want to mention it. I said, you have to talk about the right-wing media. This is the story. And, you know, Friday, the New York Times did a front-page story, a good story, debunking this death panel stuff and Sarah Palin, and they sort of traced where that rumor came from, et cetera. Did not mention Fox News. I mean, Fox News practically sponsored that death panel nonsense. I think Media Matters did at least a dozen items where they were just blatantly pushing this lie. And the New York Times, Fox News doesn't exist. You know, Steve Pearlstein of the Washington Post wrote a great column about this really unhinged rhetoric and great column, but refused to mention the right-wing media.
And
stuff is not springing from a vacuum.
Right.
These people at these town hall mini mobs who don't know what they're talking about, who are screaming their heads off, you know, they didn't wake up one morning and just have a vision that the government was going to, you know, take over healthcare or socialize medicine or death panels. They get all this stuff from the right-wing media, and you can't ignore that role.
And as you say, you can't ignore Fox because and the right-wing media because they have become the story. Eric Bollert of Media Matters, if you want to find out how Fox and the right-wing media have become the story, check out www.mediamatters.org. Eric, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Sure, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. That was Eric Bollert of Media Matters. Again, www.mediamatters.org. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. After the break, we're going to have Public Policy Polling on the line to go over their brand new poll about Colorado voters' attitudes. It's just out today. It's being released today, and we're going to get the scoop on what's in that poll. Stick around right after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, still pretty gnarly out there, Dave. It's been a morning filled with accidents. Got a new one westbound Highway 36 there on the turnpike as you approach McCaslin. Stop-and-go jams all the way back past Sheridan Boulevard. Also going to be a little busy northbound I-25. Still got this accident. Been in the cleanup phase for almost over an hour there around Santa Fe. These delays back to Yale. So getting from the tech center down to downtown going to take you probably an extra 20, 25 minutes. Also crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Colorado. Your forecast, partly cloudy, scattered showers and a high around 80. More severe weather, a threat again late this afternoon. Your current downtown temperature is 68 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes...
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
"Let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed!" Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
.925 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. And on the line with us now we have Tom Jensen. He's the Communications Director at Public Policy Polling. They have some new and interesting numbers from a new poll here in Colorado. The numbers are about Governor Ritter, Senator Michael Bennett, President Obama, and much more. Tom, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Good to be with you, David.
Okay, so tell us, to your mind, what are some of the newsiest items out of this poll? What did you take a look at this poll and say, wow, this is pretty important?
Basically, I think Colorado is going to have two very competitive elections next year for both Senator and Governor. Senator Bennett and Governor Ritter both have pretty shaky approval ratings, so that means certainly neither of them is a cinch for reelection.
And I'm reading specifically about, for instance, the Bennett numbers. It says here that Michael Bennett has a 31% approval rating, 38% of voters in the state disapproving of his job performance, which is virtually unchanged from a 34 to 41 breakdown when public policy polling last polled Colorado in April. 57% of Democrats, 29% of Independents, and 9% of Republicans like the job he's doing. So if I read that right, Bennett Scott may have something of a problem with his base. Do you read that in the same way?
Yeah, Bennett's got a couple problems. The first one is that Republicans dislike him more than Democrats like him. So that's always a liability. And that has a lot to do with Republicans just being a lot more fired up now across the whole country. And so that Bennett's hurting from that. Independents also disapprove of him on the whole. So between those two things, you're going to have a pretty bad approval rating, and that's where he stands.
Were you able to get a sense, and I might be putting you on the spot here, but were you able to get a sense of what issues may be moving folks? Are there any particular issue? Well, I don't like them on health care, or is it more of a general, is he riding what is potentially a national wave of this bigger ideological fight that's going on through health care?
Yeah, I think that Bennett's problems have more to do with congressional Democrats than they do with Bennett himself. We also asked about Obama's health care proposals in this poll, and 51% of Colorado voters say they're opposed to them. Only 38% say that they're supportive. So when you're seeing those kinds of numbers on health care, that's more than likely going to drag down congressional Democrats up and down the ticket. So that's bad news for Bennett, who we specifically polled on. It's also probably bad news for Betsy Markey, who we didn't specifically include in this poll, but this is a tough issue for Democrats right now.
And let me we're talking to Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling. They have a new poll out about Colorado that's coming out this week, bits of it coming out over the course of the week. And I guess, I don't know if you polled this, but is there a difference between how the public feels about Obama's specific health care plan and the concept of health care reform in general?
We were mostly interested in polling specifically the political impact that this was having on Obama, so we asked more specifically about him.
How is he doing in the state in general, Obama?
He's doing okay, but certainly not in as good a shape as he was last November. 49% of voters in the state approve of the job he's doing, 47% disapprove. So he's running 5 points behind the 54% of the vote he got in November, but at least he's still in positive territory, which isn't the case in some other states he won.
Now, as I read the poll here, I see that both Ritter, as you say, and Bennett have their own problems, but it also seems to be the case that the Republicans, it's not clear that they're going to have particularly strong candidates against them.
Especially in the Senate race, we polled on Bob Beaupre, Ken Buck, and Ryan Frazier. All three of them have more voters with an unfavorable opinion of them than a favorable opinion. It's ultimately, like in this poll, Michael Bennett's running 3 points behind Bob Beaupre. But after the gubernatorial campaign that Beaupre ran in 2006, it's really hard to ultimately see him being able to beat Bennett, especially given that Bennett has done a really good job fundraising and is going to be able to get his message out to the voters next year in a pretty strong way. I think ultimately Ritter probably has a little more to worry about, because voters actually do have a relatively positive opinion of Scott McGinnis, at least compared to all the other Republicans running for things next year.
And I should ask you about Ritter's specific numbers. When you look at his approval and disapproval ratings, what's the topography of those? I mean, does he have a base problem? Does he have a Republican problem? Does he have both problems? Does he have an independent problem? What's going on there?
He definitely has a base problem. His approval rating with Democrats is only 64%, and that's down from what it's been the previous three times we've polled Colorado in the last 8 months. And it's also pretty far below what you're going to find for a governor with folks in his own party anywhere in the country. I mean, he has bad numbers with independents and Republicans, too. Only 18% approval with Republicans. More independents disapprove than approve of him. But if he's going to get reelected, he really needs to get Democrats a lot more enthusiastic about him than that 64% number would indicate right now.
Well, that makes sense that he's got base problems. He has spent the last year doing a lot of high-profile things that have, I think, offended pieces of the core Democratic constituency. Final question for you. I see here that there is some polling on the birther question, if you will, whether Coloradans believe that, I mean, I can't believe I'm even asking this, but whether they believe President Obama was born in the United States. What specifically did you find?
Yeah, only 58% of Colorado voters will authoritatively state that Obama's a natural-born citizen. 24% think he's not, and 18% aren't sure. The numbers are even more remarkable when you look just at Republicans. 43% of them think he wasn't born in the U.S. Only 33% think he was. To Colorado's credit, we've also polled on this in North Carolina and Virginia recently, and the numbers in those places were even worse. But it's clear that this is kind of picking up everywhere.
Do you have any sense of whether voters, even those who say that, you know, who believe absurdly that he wasn't born in the United States, do you have any sense of whether voters think that's an important issue in general? I mean, like, there may be people out there who say, well, I don't think he was born in the United States, again, which I think is crazy to believe. But they also might say, and I mean, I think he's born in the United States, but that's not important to me. Do you have any sense of how important that issue is?
I think what's really driving this is people who just don't like Obama to begin with. I mean, Obama's approval rating with people who don't think he was born in the U.S. is about 10%. So I don't think it's actually this is an issue that's causing him problems. I think people who just don't like him already are so stubborn about, you know, being negative towards him that they'll just say, yeah, I dislike him so much, I'm not even going to think he was born in the U.S. So I don't think it's a real issue for him.
Tom Jensen, he's the communications director at Public Policy Polling. You can find this data at www.publicpolicypolling.com. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
Again, the poll showing serious problems in the re-election and, well, for Michael Bennett, the election campaigns of Senator Michael Bennett and Governor Bill Ritter. And as you heard Public Policy Polling's Tom Jensen say, Governor Ritter has a particular problem with his base. He has sort of normal challenges with independents and Republicans, but has a serious and significant problem with the Democratic base. Why do you think that is? We'll finish up our Tuesday here in the last 25 minutes asking that question. Why does Governor Bill Ritter have such problems with his political base? 303-713-7600 is the number again. 303-713-7600. And along with that question, what do you think he can do to shore up his base? He's going to be announcing a huge amount of budget cuts coming in the next, he has a press conference in about an hour and a half. What kind of budget cuts, budget reforms, what do you want to see him do facing a $400 million budget deficit? Do anything to restore his standing among the Democratic base? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still a couple accidents out there, Dave. It's been a brutal morning. This crash on the turnpike. It's on the westbound side as you approach McCaslin Boulevard. Delays, stop and go, actually go all the way back past Sheridan Boulevard. They have cleaned up that 25 at Santa Fe, but you will tap the brakes back in the narrow around University. Still working a crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Colorado, and the only other spot where I'm seeing some residual traffic stop and go, actually Santa Fe to Quebec, as you're traveling eastbound on 470. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds to start. We should get some more rain this afternoon, possible isolated thunderstorms. Some of that, some pretty scary weather like last night. Look for highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450 brewers. It's the world's greatest beer tasting event right here.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable boy pet set. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
800-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392, 1-800-700-1392.
I'm 40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, going up to up to about 80 today. Some thunderstorms in the forecast, and according to my little weather app here on my Mac laptop, it's going to be clear and getting hotter as the week goes on, which is exactly what I like. Last gasp of summer. We're talking about Governor Bill Ritter. He is set to announce large budget cuts in the face of a $400 million state budget deficit. That announcement coming in about an hour and a half at his press conference. Public policy polling has released a poll this week, is going to be releasing a poll this week, that shows Governor Ritter, his job approval ratings are down, facing a tough reelection battle, and having particular problems among the Democratic base. So one of the questions we're going to finish up the day with is, why do you think he has such problems with his base? Can he restore himself among his base, the Democratic base, heading into reelection? And to that end, what can he do with this budget deficit that would make you satisfied? What do you think he should do? What kind of budget cuts should he enact? What kind of tax reform should he enact? 303-713-7600. And if you want to weigh in on our discussion with Rick Perlstein and Eric Bollard about right-wing protest, feel free to. The latest off the wire is a video from protesters, conservative protesters in Arizona at a President Obama event where they were carrying assault weapons. And they were saying that they are going to forcibly resist the will of the majority of the public. That is a new video up at talkingpointsmemo.com. It'll freak you out. And so if you want to weigh in on that, feel free. 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Jane in Westminster. Jane, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I guess I'm framing all three topics in the same way. I look at it as a matter of maybe, I'll just put it in my own way, I need to be more mature. I need to be stern with myself and look at the overall effect. In terms of budgeting, you know, I try to give myself an equation. And when I look at Colorado, I'm seeing that, okay, we have increasing unemployment, and that, you know, plus some inevitable reduced sales is going to result in decreased revenues. So our revenues, you know, that we use to pay the general fund are our sales taxes and property taxes primarily. Well, if those things aren't there, and then we ratchet them with Tabor, Gallagher, et cetera, obviously we have diminished resources at a time when people need them even more. You know, if we're trying to pay unemployment insurance, if we're trying to take care of the least fit among us, those things are really important. So I guess as a point of, you know, maturity for later on, then I'm going to tell myself, okay, when the economy is more robust and at the governmental and my personal levels, it makes sense to build some rainy day funds, and that's the antithesis of Tabor. So that's what we have to remind ourselves, you know, now and when we get in a better shape. At my personal level, you know, when I have more months and money, you know, what Bob and I had to do is, you know, we made decisions to do things like canceling cable, we canceled magazine subscriptions, mm-hmm. we stopped eating out and stopped going to movies. So if I put that up towards the Colorado thing, you know, those are all entertainment expenses, you know, and so those aren't on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So I would say in that light, maybe we need to take the monies that were directed towards sporting events, you know, such as the NASCAR event. Maybe we should revoke them. And at the municipal level, okay, it's too late for this year, but maybe we could cancel fireworks displays for next year. Sitting where I was in Westminster, I bet I may have seen as many as 10 different fireworks displays, and I think those are at about $250,000 to do that. And as far as I'm concerned, that's actually the perfect example of burning money. And why burn money when you don't have it? Why burn it at all?
Well, I think you make a good point that there certainly is, you know, a lot of the budget and tax debate goes reflexively defaults to quote-unquote waste, fraud, and abuse. And there are certain things in the budget that are not waste, fraud, and abuse. They're just not appropriate for times like this,
yeah.
Right? I mean, the you could make a case that the tens of millions of dollars that we're going to devote to subsidizing a NASCAR racetrack isn't the classic definition of waste. I think it's somewhat wasteful and unnecessary. I don't think we should be in the business of corporate welfare, but it's not waste. It's not egregious waste. Like the famous, what was it, the $1,000 toilet at the Pentagon. You know, you could make a case, well, it's going to spur economic development. I don't really buy that, but the point that you're making is, even if it's not waste, fraud, or abuse, we got to be going over the budget with a fine-tooth comb to look for things that are not appropriate at a time like this. And there is a huge amount of corporate welfare in our budgets that are simply not appropriate. Now, of course, the problem is that corporate welfare has a powerful constituency behind it, whereas other more important programs do not. So I'll put it into specific terms. Corporate welfare, every contractor who's going to benefit from a corporate welfare, every contractor who's going to benefit from that NASCAR stadium for building it or consulting on it, is a powerful political constituent that gives lots of money to campaign contributions, to politicians. And on the other end of the scale, you've got major healthcare and social service programs whose constituency are, you know, just regular people, regular working people who aren't that powerful, are disproportionately disempowered in the political process because they don't give a lot of campaign contributions. They don't have professional lobbyists. And so what you end up seeing is what I'm guessing we're going to see from Governor Ritter, which is a lot of budget cuts that hit those services that go to support people. And to help people who haven't been able to buy their way to political power in this state. And it's a really unfortunate part of politics. And I'm not picking on Governor Ritter in the sense that this is a systemic problem in politics here in this state and everywhere else. And you know, we will go over tomorrow exactly what Governor Ritter has proposed. Jane, thanks for the call. Thanks for hanging on so long.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, David, I haven't seen that video, but Title 18, Section 2331 of the U.S. Federal Code defines domestic terrorism, and it seems relevant. It's a short legal definition. It was put in by, I believe, the USA Patriot Act. And I think these people had better read it in concerning their activities. Do you have time for me to read it?
Sure, fire away.
Okay, here you go. The term domestic terrorism means activities that, and there are three requirements. A, involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state. Two, appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, or also could be to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. Third requirement is it occurs primarily within the territorial jurisdiction of the United States. Okay, we know Arizona's in the United States.
Right.
Is it intended, or does it appear to be intended, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion? Okay, reading back up. Is it a criminal act dangerous to human life? Now, I'm long retired, and I hope everybody who's listening to this will go find a criminal lawyer if they plan any violent acts. But I'm not sure that if somebody gets shot at one of these demonstrations, how shall I say, it's Gitmo, Bagram, and other places for a terrorist act.
Yeah, now they would say, they would respond by saying, hey, you know, we have a right to carry our weaponry, and we haven't violated the law. And you know, the problem is, I think for them, is that they're making overt threats. We will forcibly resist the strength of the majority and the majority vote. Now that, to me, goes into the level of intimidation. And when you're holding a gun and you're saying that, I think, and I'm sure it's a legal gray area, but it seems to me, just the average onlooker, that is a threat, and a pretty overt threat of a criminal act.
Does your gun have a bullet in it, and did you fire it?
Well, that's
those may be the questions for the jury.
Those may be the questions for the jury is right. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call.
Right.
950 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're taking your calls. We'll take a few more of them after a traffic update with John Turk.
Things starting to get a little better there, Dave, to an earlier crash in northbound I-25 around Santa Fe. Still some residual traffic, but speeds are starting to pop up there into the 50s as you make your trip around there by DU at University. Still got this accident, though, on the turnpike westbound side as you approach McCaslin Boulevard there in Broomfield. Delays back to Wadsworth. Also got a crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Colorado. Looks like that fog is starting to lift is on I-25 over Monument Hill as well. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, scattered showers, and a high around 80. More severe weather, a threat again late this afternoon. Current downtown temperature is 70 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Do you want the country's best prices on kitchen cabinets? Well, come see our...
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program. But you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa Business helps Dr. Jay control spending in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. This just off the wire, Chicago Sun-Times columnist Robert Novak, who relished his quote-unquote Prince of Darkness public persona, died at home in Washington this morning after a battle with brain cancer. Bob Novak, an extremely controversial figure. I will not say anything bad about him on the day he died. But obviously a very controversial figure during the Bush years, a very controversial conservative commentator. He died today of brain cancer. 9:54 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones. We're talking about conservative protests, their historical roots. Now they're bringing assault weapons, yesterday bringing assault weapons to a presidential event and threatening on a YouTube video forcible resistance. What does this mean? Is this unacceptable? Is this are we butting up against potential domestic terrorism? 303-713-7600. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Back in the 1960s, and you were referring this earlier today, I remember extremely well. I was in high school at the time, but in the days before President Kennedy was assassinated, down in Dallas, there were posters. Wanted for treason with a bull, with a bullseye on his face.
Well, Rick Perlstein, to just cut in, Rick Perlstein's article in the Washington Post mentions that there was a big convention of radical conservative activists about 2 years before the assassination of JFK in Dallas, where they were talking about hanging, for instance, Earl Warren. And at one point, there were a number of high government officials who allegedly warned JFK not to come down to Texas and to Dallas because the conservative opposition to him had gone completely radical.
That's exactly right. Everything I've read backs that up. You know, we'll never know what happened, and it could well have been. Who knows? We'll never know. It could have been, as crazy as it sounds, one guy. But nonetheless, it was the rhetoric that pushed that one guy over. I'm very concerned. I am very, very concerned. I don't believe they can intimidate the president. I don't think they can succeed in doing that, which is very much what they're trying to do. But there's a lot of loose nuts out there, and I am very concerned right now.
Yeah, I'm concerned too. I'm concerned for the president's life, and in an even bigger sense, I'm concerned for where this debate is really going. I mean, the Fox News incentive system, which seems to be rewarding crazier and crazier protests, where is the logical conclusion of this? Right? What's next? First, people bring pistols to presidential events. Now they're bringing assault weapons to presidential events. I mean, what is next? And that is a scary thing to contemplate. Eric, thanks for the call. Mike in Longmont. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well.
Hey, thanks a lot for all you do. I hope I'm not going to sound like one of the nutcases, but I wanted to talk a little bit about health insurance and particular Medicaid. And I know, you know, there's a proposal out there to extend Medicaid to the rest of, the country. And I'm just, as I thought about it, I'm thinking Medicaid as it is, does it already discriminate against the rest of us in the country? And can we approach it from a legal angle? And if the Congress and the Senate isn't going to move forward with something, maybe the citizens in a class action suit and showing that Medicaid discriminates against people under 65. And, you know, that way the people that already are getting Medicaid, if they all of a sudden see that maybe...
You're talking about Medicare.
Medicare, I'm
right,
sorry. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, look, I think this is what this is about, right? I mean, I think what you're seeing in the part of the protests are about people who have Medicare, a single-payer system, fearing that if we expand Medicare to everybody else, or if we create a universal health care system, it will take away or negatively impact their coverage. Now, I think there's no indication that that's true. I think that fear is motivated out of something approaching greed, or at least hoarding. And, you know, I think that... that they should be the people who know how well Medicare works and should say this is what the rest of the country needs. And I, as we've talked about, there's a little bit of generational warfare going on here. And whether we can get past it, that's the ultimate question. Mike, thanks so much for the call. All right, that's it for the show today. I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll be here all week. Tip your waiters and waitresses. Hopefully it'll get warm enough for me to be out on my patio with my sandals in the waning moments of the summer.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, GOP guru Frank Luntz goes on TV and tells his constituents how to lie. We'll play the audio key y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760.